The following is a special local sports presentation on 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey, all season long. The Panthers play here. Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK is brought to you in part by One Credit Union, Foster Motors, Vermont Field Sports, the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon, Monument Farms of Weybridge, Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, Desibray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, Denneker Chevrolet, Autumn Gold Jewelry, the National Bank of Middlebury, LaVerge Insurance Incorporated, Napa Auto Parts, Lathrop Forest Products, Mini of Burlington, Brian's Farm Supply, the University of Vermont Health Network, Porter Orthopedics, the Vermont Federal Credit Union, and Fire and Ice Restaurant. This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
College hockey seasons can be long, they can be arduous, but when you have success, they can also be fun. Good afternoon, everybody. Here on 92.1 WVTK, you are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Radio Network. Bruce Zeman and my partner Jason Wexler live from the Sidney J. Watson Arena, Brunswick, Maine, bringing you this afternoon's contest between the Bowdoin College Polar Bears and the Middlebury College Panthers. The Panthers coming in after a thrilling victory last night, 3-2, over the Colby College Mules. Bowdoin coming into this game tonight, also winning yesterday 4-1 over Williams. And Jason, this is a very important NESCAC contest today.
Yeah, but first, Bruce, let's backtrack just for a second. A 4-1 win in an upset victory over Williams College, who actually, coincidentally enough, was staying at the same hotel as Middlebury, and the two teams facing similar opponents on opposite days. But let's just go through that a little bit. The Polar Bears picked up their first win of the second semester to climb to 5-11, 3-8 in the NESCAC standings. We'll get into why that's important in just a second. They came into the game, the Epps did, ranked second in the conference and sit at 10-5. And 6-3-0 in the conference. So Bowdoin scored a quick goal to open the game, taking a 1-0 lead, 2:58 into the first period. Thomas Dunleavy fired off a shot from the high slot, which Stephen Morrissey denied. Matt Leeson cleaned up the rebound and went stick side top shelf for his first of the game. Williams would respond 4 minutes later. Joe Welsh set up Rob Cellino from the left post. Cellini buried the puck with a one-timer that bested Eric Werman. The two teams were tied entering the first intermission, 1-1. Polar Bears then, this is where it got interesting, Bruce, tallied a pair of power play goals in the second period. That gave them a 3-1 lead. Cody Tedesco handled the puck at the right post, drawing the goalie, and looked to make a wraparound move. Instead of moving behind Morrissey, Tedesco dished to Leeson in the low slot for a one-timer. Brad Ingersoll notched another man-up goal at 13:24, rattling the puck off both posts with a shot from the left post. S would come out in the third period, immediately pressure Bowdoin. C.J. Shugart split a pair of defenders and earned a close-range one-on-one goal with Werman. The junior turned away Shugart's shot from the edge of the crease. And just looking at it by the numbers, Werman picked up his first win of the year in net for the Polar Bears, making 22 shots. Morrissey turned away 36 shots for Williams. Bowdoin 2-for-3 on the power play. Williams 0-for-1.
Yeah, and again, Jason, this is an important NESCAC matchup. Again, taking a look at the NESCAC standings, Bowdoin and Middlebury both winning last night, but right now both outside of the playoff picture. Right now, Bowdoin at 3-8 in the conference, good for ninth place. The Panthers at 2-7 in the conference. However, they have only played 9 games, so even though they're 10th in the conference, Bowdoin has 2 games in hand on them. So again, Middlebury winning last night, 3-2, a stunning victory coming against Colby College. Frank Cozzolito scoring 18:08 of the third period on just a blast from above the right circle, which really surprised Mules goaltender Sean Lawrence. Middlebury picking up that win in a game that they were thoroughly outshot.
And just chalk that up to confidence in terms of Middlebury's total effort. Talking to head coach Neil Sinclair before the game, said the guys were a young team and really started to hit their stride after the second period of that game, and they've just been a different team since.
Well, I said yesterday at the conclusion of the game, I thought that was a gut check win for the Panthers, and I think it may have saved their season. I think it's a game that was a must win. I also think today is a must win because, again, they've got some tough games coming up, and you're running out of conference games to make a move in the standings, although they do have two games less than Bowdoin. So, again, the game today is one that is certainly critical. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, we're going to take a look at some of the keys for both the Polar Bears and the Panthers. We'll also take a look at some of the other NESCAC games going on today, along with the NHL games. You are listening to the pregame show on Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Buying your next pre-owned car is a big deal, unless you're buying a certified pre-owned Mini. And then, it's a mini big deal. Visit Mini of Burlington today and test drive one of their many certified pre-owned Minis. Buy with confidence that your Mini has undergone a 360-degree inspection by trained Mini technicians. And they're priced even better than they look. Your certified pre-owned Mini is waiting for you at Mini of Burlington. Your best years are still ahead. Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at miniofburlington.com.
Foster Motors on Route 7 in Middlebury is the only award for excellence Chrysler dealer in Vermont. They always offer huge discounts and great leases on all Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram models. Foster Motors also has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. If you're looking for a new or used vehicle, make sure to get to Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Check them out online at fostermotors.com or visit them on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors,
walk away from those higher interest credit card rates with Vermont Federal Credit Union's Visa Platinum credit card. At Vermont Federal Credit Union, they make it easy to get a low-rate credit card. Whether you're looking to transfer your high-balance credit card, build credit, or find a credit card that matches your purchasing needs and lifestyle, Vermont Federal Credit Union has a card for you. Plus, all of their credit cards have no annual fee and no balance transfer fee. If it's your first card, they'll work with you to help you build credit. Looking for reward options? Vermont Federal's Visa Platinum Reward credit card allows you to earn points for every dollar you spend to redeem for account credit, merchandise, travel, event tickets, and more. Or choose to donate your Visa Platinum Reward points to select local and national charities. You'll feel good about whatever decision you make. So step into the ultimate credit card for your lifestyle with some of the lowest rates around. Visit VermontFederal.org to get started and apply online today. Vermont Federal Credit Union. Start here. Federally insured by NCUA.
If you're playing in tonight's hockey game or just listening to the play-by-play, you'll probably work up an appetite. After the game, head to the place that knows a thing or two about delicious food. Fire and Ice in the heart of Middlebury. Make a weeknight reservation until 9 or weekends until 10. A juicy steak and salad from their 55-item salad bar. A mix of formal and casual since 1974. Stop by Fire and Ice tonight. Seymour Street in Middlebury or online at fireandicerestaurant.com.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
This is where the Panthers play. 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the Sidney J. Watson Arena here on the campus of Bowdoin College in Brunswick, Maine. Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network. A beautiful Saturday afternoon for hockey, and especially after both of these two teams tonight, Middlebury and Bowdoin, or this afternoon, I should say, after both of those two teams won last night. Jason, that sets up a very important game today.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Middlebury, while the win was impressive, they didn't actually gain any ground. Again, they sit 10th in the NESCAC at 2-7. Bowdoin, the team directly above them at 3-8, with a 4-1 win over Williams yesterday.
So again, as mentioned, this is an important NESCAC contest, but the Panthers and Polar Bears have already met once this season, and that happened on opening weekend, Saturday, November 18th, and Bowdoin bested the Panthers 2-0. The Polar Bears opened the scoring at the 11:43 mark of the first period. Bowdoin cycling the puck behind the Panther net with Jack Bliss, centering a pass from below the goal line to Pat Geary, who buried the puck for a 1-0 lead. But Middlebury responded with offensive pressure as Vinny Gisanti deflected a pass that goaltender Alex Zafonte stopped with his right pad before he made a blocker save from the high slot by Kamil Tkachuk. And Zafonte stopped the third period blast from the point to keep Middlebury off the board with 9 minutes remaining on the clock. And Zafonte denied that rebound bit as well. Bowdoin answering with an insurance goal at 7:44 left in the contest as Dunleavy poked home a rebound from inside the crease with an assist from Ronnie Lestan, sealing the deal, a 2-0 win for the Polar Bears. In that game, Zafonte stopped all 39 shots in his first collegiate game and made it a shutout. Stephen Klein, who I expect we will see today, made 27 saves. Both teams 0-3 on the power play. But interestingly, Jason, and we'll get into this in a couple of minutes when we take a look at the starting lineups and some of the keys today. Some of the players playing today for Bowdoin, not on the roster at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, and how about this? Eric Werman, a guy that got his first collegiate win in his first collegiate start yesterday.
Yeah. He played very well in the 4-1 win, and again, we expect to see Werman again today. But let's talk for a minute about goaltender Stephen Klein, who played another strong game yesterday in the Panthers' 3-2 win over Colby.
Yeah, he's just been so impressive. What can you say about him besides that he's, as you said yesterday, put the team on his back, stopped a breakaway shot and a penalty shot as well. He's really been the straw that stirs the drink for Middlebury. He's been the reason why he's been able to keep themselves in games.
Yeah, and we also spoke with some of the players this morning in the hotel where they were getting ready to come to the game, and they were pretty fired up after that win yesterday.
And how can you not be? You have to take that positive momentum and Nolan, but you can't be hung over on that win.
Well, it's one win. And again, you're 10th in the conference, so there's really not much to be hung over about. You won the game, you needed to win the game, and that's a good thing. And so again, as the Panthers and Polar Bears get ready to battle today, this is an important NESCAC game for both teams looking to move up in the standings. Again, the top eight teams in the NESCAC make the playoffs. Right now, Bowdoin 9th, Middlebury 10th, so this is really an important game for both teams.
And we talked about it, a little bit off the air, but now I think we could say it publicly considering what happened yesterday. We said that Middlebury needed to win both these games to keep pace in the NESCAC, and that's exactly what they're doing. You have no better opportunity than here today to move up in the standings.
Yeah, this is a team that is directly in front of you in the standings that is also struggling this year, not getting as many wins as they would like. And so this is really a critical game for Middlebury. But the guys were loose this morning. They were in very good mood. I spoke with Eric Jeremiah as well. They're feeling pretty good about themselves, as they should. They played a perfect road game last night and got 2 points.
And I was able to speak with Kamil Tkachuk before the game. Was very appreciative of that Vinny Gisanti pass, which I made sure to remind him of. But that just speaks to how Middlebury's playing now. Crisper passes, and just they seem to have a better idea of what they're doing, what their sets are going to be. The last couple of games, really since the Holiday Classic tournament, they've been a different team. I think that's fair to say.
Yeah, they've played very well. And again, last night, considering they were outshot again, which is something that we'll talk about when we get to the keys in just a couple of minutes, they played very well. And again, Frank Causalito coming up with a game-winning goal at 18:08 of the third period. But again, Jason, it doesn't get any easier for the Panthers because after the game today, next weekend they've got Conn College and Tufts back at the Chip Canyon 85 Arena. Then they're on the road again against Wesleyan and Trinity. They've got a home-and-home series with Williams on February 9th and 10th. And then the last week of the regular season, Hamilton and Amherst. So again, these are all conference games. The Panthers have no more non-conference games, and they really need to win as many as they can.
And we know not to get too far ahead of ourselves, right? If you're Middlebury, just take it one game at a time. Take it one period at a time. And that's something I don't think that they were doing earlier in the year. I think they're doing a better job of that now. We know in the first period that they come out strong. But again, we need a total 60-minute effort, which is what they needed yesterday as well. You're not gonna win games in an NESCAC by playing, you know, a strong 40 minutes, a strong 25 minutes, whatever. You need to play a strong 60 minutes. And like we said, it all starts with the goaltending. I really believe that.
Yeah, and we got excellent goaltending from goaltender Stephen Klein, who in my mind has been the team's MVP all season. And again, and you were with me when I said this to, I believe it was Kamil Tkachuk, The only thing you need to do is get in the playoffs, and then anything is possible. I do believe that Middlebury is a dangerous team because I think some teams will come in, quite frankly, as Oswego did, and overlook them. And I think a little bit of that happened last night. I don't know why Colby would have done that, but again, they were on their heels pretty much from the second period on, and Middlebury just, they caught them napping in the third period. Some sloppy play in front of the Mules, some sloppy play in front of their goaltender, some turnovers, which Middlebury has had some issues with this year, but Frank Cozzolito just with a blast from the right circle, beating goaltender Sean Lawrence, and Middlebury won that game.
Yeah, and the thing about yesterday, too, they got down 1-0 early, but they didn't give up. They continued to fight, and in that second period especially, they were really putting the pressure on. They came out rejuvenated in that second period. I want to see them start a little bit stronger today.
Well, they're going to have to because this is a Bowdoin team that can also bring it. They're a fast team. They're a big team. And size is something that Middlebury has had a little bit of an issue with this year because they don't have gargantuan players, but you can hit what you can catch. And I think the Panthers played so well defensively last night. And I said this to Eric Jeremiah talking with him last night, again this morning. I think he's got such an explosive first step out of their zone. He gets the puck up quick. And along with Brendan Dawson, I think that they are two players that can absolutely make things happen. So, going to take a break right here. When we come back, going to take a look at the keys for both the Polar Bears and the Panthers. Also, the starting lineups coming up. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3600.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
No one likes being on the sidelines. But if you're an athlete, sometimes injuries happen. If an injury takes you out of the game, you need a partner that can help you get back on the ice, field, or court. That's where the University of Vermont Health Network Porter Orthopedics comes in. They're on your team. Dr. Ben Rosenberg, Dr. Eric Benz, and physician assistants Trina Wilson and Brian Jocelyn at Porter Orthopedics specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries, along with bone and joint care. They'll make sure you get back in the game. Located on Exchange Street in Middlebury or at Porter Medical Center.org/orthopedics.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Need a birthday gift that will dazzle and wow? Go to Village Gifts Jericho for games, puzzles, Legos, and Baby Alive. Classics like Strawberry Shortcake, Color Forms, Paper Dolls, Marbles, and more. Village Gifts, Route 15 Jericho.
Now, back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the Sidney J. Watson Arena, home of the Bowdoin College Polar Bears in Brunswick, Maine. Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK. And with the keys for the aforementioned Bowdoin Polar Bears, my broadcast partner, Jason Wexler.
Thank you very much, Bruce. 5-11, Bowdoin comes into the game. 3-8 overall. Ninth in a conference, like we already mentioned. Goals four, they score just a hair under two. 1.94, and they allow just a hair over 3.06. On the power play this season, 10 for 51. That's 19.6%. On the penalty kill, 40 of 53 on the season, 75.5%. And at home, they're just 3-6. So what are their keys to the game? Change their momentum. Yesterday, like we mentioned, a win over Williams, 4-1, their first win of the second semester. They've lost 6 of 7, but they need to continue to feed off that positive momentum of that game, just like Middlebury does. And come into this game, play the hot type of hockey that they're capable of. They've got a balanced scoring attack, 11 players with at least 4 points this year. They need to have continued strong play in the net. They have 3 goaltenders that have all seen time this season. All 3 have save percentages above 88%. Whichever goaltender gets a start, and we're being told it's going to be Eric Werman, needs to be prepared for a tough Middlebury offense. So the other one, and it's pretty obvious, attack Middlebury, be aggressive, and score. The Panthers are a team that doesn't score a lot of goals, come into this game with just 1.6 goals per game. Last night, Stephen Klein had to make 39 saves to give Middlebury a chance in the game. Frustrate him, get a lot of shots at him, and you'll make it a very difficult chance for Middlebury to come out with the win.
All right, and for the Panthers come into this afternoon's game 4-11 overall, 2-8 in the conference. They score only 1.6 goals per game, and they give up a little bit under 4, 3.93. That is something that they're going to have to work on. Their power play, 1-44 on the season. The penalty kill, pretty good, 49-58 on the season, good for 84.5%. They shoot about 24.4 shots per game on net, and they've been giving up a tad under 35, 2-7 on the road, 2-4 on the road, 2-7 at home. And in terms of the keys today for the Panthers, crisp passing to set up teammates. Again, we saw it yesterday with Vinny Gisanti sending up a beautiful pass to Kamil Tkachuk, who put it home yesterday. Capitalize on the power play. That's an area that the Panthers have had some need of improvement all year. They're only 1-44, 2.3% on the power play. That's something they've got to work on. And in terms of goaltending, we have come to expect a lot out of goaltender Stephen Klein, because he's been absolutely amazing between the pipes. His save percentage is 91.3%. He stopped 39 shots yesterday, including a penalty shot and a breakaway. He needs to continue his stellar play for Middlebury, because they continue to struggle offensively. And that being said, the defense in front of him needs to be a little bit better, make it easier for him to do his job well. So again, goaltending is going to be a big part of today's game.
And getting the start in net for the Middlebury College Panthers, it'll be Stephen Klein. Eric Jeremiah, Brendan Dawson, Michael Fahey, and Mitchell Allen will join him in the starting lineup for the Middlebury College Panthers. And Bruce Verboden, it'll be Colin Vanderveen, Daniel McMullen, Thomas Dunleavy, Christopher Wallace, and Eric Werman in goal from Acton, Massachusetts.
All right, so we're going to take a break right here as we get ready for the presentation of the American and Canadian National Anthem. We'll be right back. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Happy New Year from the folks at St. Albans Co-op. They are celebrating with sales and specials, including a Sockapalooza. They're having an enormous sock sale during the month of January. 50% off all closeout socks and 25% off any socks when you purchase $100 or more in boots. The St. Albans Co-op has a huge variety for all. All purchases benefit their dairy farmer members. They're open every day and easy to find on Federal Street in St. Albans, StAlbansCooperative.com, or on Facebook.
Desiberry Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desiberry on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
Martin's Hardware of Middlebury and Bristol is not just a hardware store. Take a stroll through the store and see for yourself. Besides hardware, you're going to find Christmas gifts for everyone. They have toys, kitchenware, coffee makers, toasters, and everything else for the kitchen. Food, treats for the dog, vacuum cleaners, cell phones with great plans, power tools, hand tools, novelty items, and the list is too big even for Santa. And don't forget, Martin's Hardware carries a great selection of lumber for the carpenter and the do-it-yourselfers. So why not check out the look of Christmas? Martin's Hardware, a family tradition.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WBTK. Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1 WBTK. This is Panther hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Welcome back to the Sidney J. Watson Arena here on the campus of Bowdoin College, Brunswick, Maine. Just about ready for this afternoon's tilt between the Bowdoin College Polar Bears and the Middlebury College Panthers. Great afternoon for hockey, a NESCAC battle. Bowdoin currently in ninth place in the NESCAC against Middlebury in 10th place, both looking to pick up some points today. And we are just about ready to go. We've got Owen Powers taking the faceoff for Middlebury against Cody Tedesco of the Polar Bears. Won by Powers, dumped into the Middlebury zone, picked up by Brendan Dawson. Sends it around the boards to Mitch Allen, gets it off the boards. Powers has it again along the left side, dumps it to center ice where it's dumped in by Charlie Parsons around the net behind Werman. It's left for Vanderveen, who's along the right boards. It squirts out in front, where it is picked up by Chris Wallace, who sends it behind his own net. And it's picked up by his teammate Vanderveen, who dumps it into the Middlebury zone behind goaltender Stephen Klein. Picked up by Eric Jeremiah along the right boards. Passes it up to Michael Fahey across to Vinny Gisante into the Bowdoin zone above the left circle. He sends it behind the net. And is picked up by Camille Blanchett. Now over to Jason Noraki. And Bowdoin dumps it out into the Middlebury defensive zone. Off the boards by Jeremiah. Picked up by Noraki, who brings it into the Middlebury defensive zone right over the blue line. Loses it to Gisante, who's got it back to David Bellucci along the right side. Middlebury changing. And we have a whistle and some extracurricular activities right now in front of the Middlebury bench. Camille Kachuk discussing some pleasantries with Pat Geary right in front of the Middlebury bench. 18:39 left to play first period. Bowdoin and Middlebury scoreless from the Sidney J. Watson Arena.
And if you're Middlebury, I don't want them to waste any time. I want them to come out and be penalty for the medal right away.
And there is a penalty that has been assessed. It is a roughing penalty, so Middlebury going on the power play. The penalty to number 11, Pat Geary. It's a roughing penalty coming at 1:21 of the first period.
And Middlebury's been abysmal on the power play this season. Something we said they need to improve on. Here's a good chance. Why not start today?
Yeah, well, this is a chance for Middlebury, and now a matching minor has just put up there for Middlebury. So Michael Fahey is also going to go to the box. It looks like these are not coincidental penalties, so unless something changes in the next minute or so, the teams are going to skate 4-on-4. Powers for Middlebury taking the faceoff against Cody Tedesco. One by Tedesco, back to number 34, Bradley Ingersoll. Tedesco still with the puck, passes it back to Noraki for the Polar Bears. Bradley Ingersoll with the puck now off the boards in front of the Bowdoin bench. A shot that Klein gloves. Brendan Dawson with the puck now. He loses it right in front of Klein. Quickly regains it, though. And Dawson skating up the left side. Dumps it off to his teammate Jeremiah, who speeds up the left side. Over to Owen Powers in the Bowdoin zone in the left corner, where that is broken up by Daniel McMullen. Bowdoin with a 3-on-1. Over to McMullen in front of Klein. A wrist shot saved by Klein into the left corner. Picked up by Owen Powers. Powers now skating in front of Klein up the left side as he circles back to Eric Jeremiah behind Klein. Into the middle, he was trying to hit Powers, picked up by McMullen, who sends it into the Middlebury defensive zone. Antunez circling with the puck for Bowdoin, looking to the point, over to Noraki. And he loses it, and here comes the puck out of the neutral ice into the Bowdoin zone. Jimmy McKee with it for Middlebury. And Noraki steals the puck, and he skates over the blue line into the Middlebury zone along the right circle. He's taken down, and there's a penalty on that. Brett Dineen is going to sit for 2 minutes for hooking.
Yeah, that one a clear call, just taking his stick and wrapping it all the way around the body.
That one done right in front of the official. And so kind of an obvious call, 2 minutes for hooking. So Brett Dineen will sit, and Bowden getting their first opportunity on the power play this afternoon. And the Bowden power play on the season, pretty good, 10 for 51, 19.6%. And this is an opportunity with the team skating 4-on-3 to make something happen.
Again, just try to find the open man and get a good shot off if you're Bowden.
All right, so the face-off to the left, the goaltender Stephen Klein comes all the way down. Jasanti in on Werman. Big save by Werman. And McMullen with the puck now for Bowden, skating in front of his goaltender. Over to Bradley Ingersoll, who sends it into the Middlebury zone. It's behind Klein to the point. Ingersoll again. Back to the left point. He's getting ready to shoot. He's got it to Camille Blanchard. A shot in front, blocked by Klein, and Middlebury clears with 1:23 left to go in the 2 minute hooking minor to Brett Dineen.
Dasani knocking that one out of there. Good defense.
It was excellent defense. And so here come the Polar Bears. Bradley Ingersoll across into the Middlebury zone. He leaves it for Matt Leeson. Up to the right point, a shot that Klein stops. And a terrific shot from the right point by senior defenseman Daniel McMullen, who let that fly. Klein will hold on to that. 16:06 left to play first period. Bowden and Middlebury scoreless. 1:02 left on the power play. Owen Powers taking the faceoff for Middlebury against Thomas Dunleavy for Bowden. Won by Dunleavy. Back to the point. Over to Ingersoll at the left point. Back down in low. And the puck comes behind Klein. Cody Tedesco battling in the left corner. Across to the point. Over to Dunleavy, who's skating with it in the left circle. Back to the point. Over to McMullen with a shot in on Klein that he gloves, and he has seen enough. He will hold on. 15:36 left to play first period, scoreless. 33 seconds left in the hooking minor to Brett Dineen. Shots on goal in the period for Bowden 3 and for Middlebury 1.
And he's made 3 good saves so far, and that's just the type of play we've come to expect from Stephen Klein.
And Ronnie Lestan taking the faceoff now against Jimmy McKee. Won by Lestan, back to the point along the left side. Some players together, taken by Brendan Dawson, who skates behind Klein, looking to get it out, wasting more time on this penalty kill as it comes back down into the Bowden zone. Werman leaves it. And here come the Polar Bears as they skate up along the right side. Matt Leeson dumps it into the Middlebury zone. It's picked up by David Bellucci, who tries to dump it out. Bowden picks it up again, cleared by Middlebury. And Danny Tye skating into the Middlebury zone, and the Panthers are offsides. Connor Lloyd with an extra step in there. The Panthers did kill off that penalty, though. 14:50 left to play first period. The game's still scoreless.
Yeah, and for Middlebury, that's their 50th penalty kill of the year on 59 tries, just a hair above 85%.
All right, the faceoff just outside the Bowden defensive zone. Jasanti taking the faceoff for the Panthers. And Jason Naraki, interesting, a defenseman, taking the faceoff for Bowden. Won by Bowden, but that scoots into the Bowden bench, so they'll take it at center ice. A pair of 18s taking the faceoff now. Jasanti taking the faceoff for Middlebury. And Camille Blanchett taking the faceoff for Bowden. Won by Middlebury, back to Brett Dineen. And Blanchett has it again as he tries to dump it in the zone. And Bowden offsides the Bowden Polar Bears third line of Blanchett, Antunez, and Geary offsides there. So they'll do it again as it comes just outside the Panthers defensive zone. 14:35 left to play first period. This game's still scoreless.
And we're brought to you, Drew, by One Credit Union, your locally owned credit union on Green Street in Virgint, and Foster Motors, home of the We Care People on Route 7 South in Middlebury.
Cody Tedesco taking the faceoff for the Polar Bears. He's the team's leading scorer, taking the faceoff against Owen Powers. Won by Tedesco, but he couldn't get it back out. And Mitch Allen takes it for the Panthers as he skates to the left boards right in front of the Bowden bench. Sends it back into his defensive zone over to Brendan Dawson, who's looking to set something up there. He tries a home run pass and instead has dumped it back in. Icing waved off. Comes back behind Werman and a Lengthy pass, again, broken up by Jeremiah as he sends it back into the Bowden defensive zone. The Polar Bears still behind their net. McMullen for the Polar Bears, passing it into neutral ice where his teammate Thomas Dunleavy sends it into the Middlebury zone. He's got it at the right side to the right of Klein. Back to the point. McMullen over to Ingersoll with a shot. It's in front. Bunch of players there, and it's shot wide. Cody Tedesco in front with his line mates, and he just shot it wide. Back to the point. Back to Ingersoll with a shot. And Klein will hold on to that. The Polar Bears doing a nice job moving it back and forth. Bradley Ingersoll sending it across to his partner, Daniel McMullen, who let one fly, and the Panthers able to freeze that up.
What bothers me so far, Middlebury's only got one shot on goal.
And again, 51 seconds left in the penalty to Brett Dineen. And deep in the Middlebury zone, here come the Polar Bears. Daniel McMullen back at the point with Sam Topham. And here go the Polar Bears back to McMullen. And a nice clear by Vinny Giassanti, who sends it all the way down. And McMullen has to wait for his teammates to come back. McMullen looking to get something going. He sets it up to left wing Chris Wallace, who dumps it into the Middlebury zone. It's behind Klein. And Spencer Antunez with the puck for Bowden. He passes it over to Blanchard. They're trying to get it out, and a solid hit by Owen Powers, who clears it out. Strong play by Owen Powers as that penalty is over. The puck deep in the Bowden zone. Middlebury doing a nice job killing that penalty. And now the Polar Bears having some trouble getting it out of the zone, as Cullen Geary for the Polar Bears sends it out. Sends it down into the Middlebury zone. Icing is waved off as Pat Geary on the puck quickly in the right corner. Across to Max Ginsburg, who's in the left corner. Over to Naraki, who sends it across to Ryan Heath. The puck behind Klein. He tries to wrap it around in front. Geary tries to get it up high. And Klein has seen enough of that. He'll hold on. 11:53 left to play first period. Bowden and Middlebury scoreless. Bowden with six shots on goal to one for the Panthers.
A great job by Stephen Klein there, following the wraparound shot all the way around to make it a nice play on the puck.
All right, so the faceoff to the right of goaltender Stephen Klein. And Dunleavy taking the faceoff for the Polar Bears against Giassanti. Won by Dunleavy. Back to the point. Dunleavy with the puck in the right corner. He's looking for someone at the point. Sends it on Klein, who will hold on. Klein doing a nice job getting the big left pad down, taking away the lower part of the net. 11:38 left to play first period. This game scoreless. But Bowden certainly bringing some pressure in the opening 20 minutes. Dunleavy taking the faceoff now for the Polar Bears against Powers. Won by Dunleavy. Back to the point. McMullen for the Polar Bears tries a shot that is blocked, and here come the Panthers. Matt Danner saying they get deep into the Polar Bears zone. A shot by Danner goes wide. Back to the point. David Bellucci has it. He sends it in deep. And here come the Panthers. Danny Tye with the puck for the Panthers. Sends it in deep. It's along the boards. Danny Tye with it again. A shot in front. Oh, and a big stop by Werman on front, in front. Jimmy McKee pinching, getting a shot that he deflected. Another drive from the point, as Jimmy McKee sent one from the right point that Werman had to make a nice stop on. Panthers' second shot of the game. And Danner sends it in again deep. He's met by Giassanti, troubling McMullen in the left corner. It's picked up again by Danner in the left corner. He's circling, looking for a shot. Back to Dawson above the circles. Dawson with a wrist shot. That goes wide behind Werman. And it's on the back of the net, and we have a whistle. 10:40 left to play first period. Bowden and Middlebury scoreless. And on that last flurry, really the first attacking sequence that the Panthers had. Now the Panthers picking up their fifth shot of the game. It's now seven shots for Bowden to five for Middlebury.
Yeah, and a great job there by Jimmy McKee taking a couple of chances.
So Bradley Ingersoll taking the faceoff for Bowden. against Vinny Gisante for Middlebury. Won by Ingersoll back into the Bowden zone as they try to get it out. And Panthers doing a nice job bottling them in. Ingersoll with it again, sending it out. Picked up by Jeremiah. Back to Ingersoll for the Polar Bears. Sends it across looking for his defense partner, Sean Topham. And a shot right in front by Kamil Tkachuk. For the Panthers, some sloppy play in front of their goaltender, but the Polar Bears are able to get it out. It comes back into the Middlebury defensive zone. Brendan Dawson now with the puck behind goaltender Stephen Klein. He's got Jeremiah on the left side. Dawson sends it up and it bounces into the Middlebury bench. 9:46 left to play first period. Bowden and Middlebury scoreless.
And the Lake Middlebury's offensive effort the last couple of minutes. Again, force the issue. Don't wait for the puck to come to you. Go and get it.
Powers taking the faceoff for Middlebury against Blanchett for the Polar Bears. Won by Blanchett, sent back by Cody Tedesco back into the Polar Bears defensive zone. And now comes into the Middlebury defensive zone, and a shot that's sent on net. It's actually deflected on Klein by Jack Flanagan. Middlebury comes back out, skating to neutral ice. The puck is picked up by Blanchett, who dumps it into the Middlebury zone. Frank Cozzolito sends it back into neutral ice, right along the red line, right in front of the Bowden bench. Blanchett along the boards with Jack Flanagan. Squirts out to Brendan Dawson, who sends it over to Brett Denine, who dumps it deep into the Bowden zone as the Panthers change. McMullen for Bowden sends it around the boards. Comes back into the Bowden zone, up to the right point. Spencer Antunez with the puck for Bowden. He sends a shot in deep. That's blocked by David Bellucci, who gets along the left boards and dumps it out. McMullen with the puck for Bowden. He sends it back in. Klein comes out to play it. It's picked up by Bellucci, who sends it up. And McMullen does a nice job keeping it from going out. Bellucci with the puck again for Middlebury. Sending it around to Ryan Ash, who trying to hit a streaking Danner, but it goes back in. And we have an icing call. 8:20 left to play first period in a scoreless game.
And we're brought to you by Vermont Field Sports for all your sport and hunting needs. A great selection of new and used guns on Route 7 South in Middlebury.
And Jason, one of the things that's been interesting for me, at least in this game, is the Bowden Polar Bears have been using all players at all different positions. We have people that are players that are usually playing defense that are playing up and back. They're really using people in all different situations.
Well, when you've been struggling the way Bowden's been struggling, why not change it up?
Well, Matt Leeson took the faceoff for Bowden against Owen Powers. Won by Leeson. It's now, the puck is now back behind the Middlebury net. Sam Topham in the corner. He's being held along the boards by David Bellucci. Referee's yelling to move the puck, and it squirts out. Matt Leeson with the puck again. Back to the point. Topham with a shot from right above the right circle, and that one goes wide. And we'll see where that faceoff is. This one will be coming to the right of goaltender Stephen Klein, who has made 7 saves so far in this period. Austin Ricci taking the faceoff for Bowden against Vinny Gisante, and a shot right off the faceoff. A strong play by Ricci to get that off quickly. Klein made a nice stop on that. As it goes behind the Middlebury net, Eric Jeremiah passes it up along the boards to Kamil Tkachuk. Sends it over to Fahey on the right side, dumps it in. Worman sending it around for his defenseman. And we've got the puck on the right side, knocked back into neutral ice by Michael Fahey, who sends it back into the Bowden defensive zone. And it comes back up as the Polar Bears bring it out. Jason Rocky into the Middlebury zone in the right corner. He's taken down, no call. Puck in the right corner. Kamil Blanchett with the puck for Bowden in the right corner. He's being harassed by Jeremiah, who's doing a nice job not letting him get up. And they lose the puck to Middlebury. And here comes Mitch Allen. If they hurry, a 3-on-2. He's got Powers with him. A shot that Worman holds on to. Middlebury streaking up the ice on a 3-on-2. It was Mitch Allen, Owen Powers, and Ryan Ash pinching from the point, doing a nice job making Worman come out to make that stop. Middlebury hustling there with a 3-on-2. The faceoff to the right of Werman. Powers taking the faceoff for Middlebury. McMullen back for Bowden, sending the puck back behind the net and leaving it for Ronnie Lestan, who's in the corner. Lestan with, again, this time on the left side. Lestan still with the puck. It's over to Frank Cozzolito. Above the circle, a shot from Allen. And a big stop by Werman, who blockered that off up into the air. Comes back to the left point. It's back in. McMullen with it again for Bowden. Sends it up. And Lestan does a nice job getting it to neutral ice. Frank Cozzolito, who had the game winner last night with the puck, as he drops it back into his defensive zone. Sent it to the Middlebury end. Matt Danner there first for Middlebury, trying to center it. He's being held up along the boards by Colin Vanderveen. Danner with the puck again. He's looking for someone to pass to along the right side. Trying to hit McKee. It gets past him. McMullen sends it around for Bowden. That to the point where Ryan Ash has it. Gets it over McKee. A shot! And that hit the right crossbar and came back down. Had Werman beat. Hit the crossbar and came right down. And here come the Polar Bears. Again, deep into the Middlebury defensive zone. Matt Leeson dumping it in for Bowden. Leeson with the puck again, trying to center it in front. It's broken up by Bellucci. Leeson with the puck again for Bowden in the left corner behind Klein. He's looking for Dunleavy. Back to the point. It's over to Ingersoll with it, who lets one go. That one hit Ryan Ash in the arm. Nice job by Ash blocking that shot. He sends it across to David Bellucci, who's looking for Jimmy McKee. Bellucci sends it into the zone as the Panthers change. And Ryan Heath with the puck for Bowden. He has sent it down, and that is an icing. 4:56 left to play first period. Scoreless. Shots on goal in this game. 9 for Bowden, 7 for Middlebury, as we've got some exciting end-to-end action in this Saturday afternoon tilt.
Yeah, that was a good defensive sequence by Middlebury. Now, if you're Giussanti, win the faceoff.
Giussanti taking the faceoff against Ingersoll. Won by Giussanti. Back to the point where Jeremiah lets one fly. That one wide. Back in front. And no one home. Tkachuk with the puck for the Panthers. Back behind Werman. Michael Fahey over to Giussanti in the right corner. Back to Jeremiah with a drive. And that one is blocked. Nice block by Pat Geary, who blocks it. Is back behind the Bowden net as the Panthers in full attack mode. Sam Topham with the puck for Bowden. He tries to get it out as it bounces into neutral ice, where Jeremiah picks it up. Shots on goal in the game now 9-8 in favor of Bowden. The puck back into the Bowden defensive zone. Ingersoll has it now for the Polar Bears as they dump it into the Middlebury zone. Jeremiah with the puck for Middlebury. A long pass to Owen Powers at the right side. Powers sends a shot on Werman wide. Powers doing a nice job, still skating with the puck. Passes it behind Werman over to Mitch Allen, who's looking for someone to pass to. Over to Cozzolito at the right point. A shot that goes wide behind Werman. And Mitch Allen gets it to the point. Over to Brett Dineen with a drive. And Werman down in the butterfly to pick that one off. And Jason Middlebury starting to bring some pressure.
Yeah, I thought he almost had that one, too. Good job getting enough stick on that to make a play. Middlebury, like you said, bringing the pressure, and it's nice to see. They need to do better in the faceoff game, so let's see if they can win a couple faceoffs in a row.
Shots on goal in this game, 9-9 now at 3:53 remaining in the first period. Owen Powers taking the faceoff for Middlebury. Against number 10, Ronnie Lestan for Bowden. Won by Powers, who sends it on net. Powers skating behind Werman. And here come the Polar Bears. Lestan dumps it up along the right side. Brett Dineen racing into the right corner. He picks that up, looking to clear it. It's back to the point. Vanderveen with a shot on goal that Klein gobbles up.
Good catch there by Klein. And again, cutting off the angle, moving just a little bit to his left, making not a lot of the goal available.
Yeah, it's very interesting the way that the Polar Bears are utilizing some of their players. They've got defensemen taking face-off, forwards back at the point. And so again, Jimmy McKee taking the face-off for Middlebury against Chris Wallace for the Polar Bears. And the puck comes into the left corner, and both players going down. David Bellucci with the puck for Middlebury tries to hit Danny Tye. Along the right side, he hits a streaking Matt Danner, who splits the circles and sets a shot wide. Over on the left side, Danner with the puck again, looking for someone to pass to. He's being held up by Vanderveen. and he goes down. Chris Wallace with the puck for Bowden. It's sent back in by Ryan Ash, right on Werman, who will cover up and hold on with 2:56 left to play in the first period. This faceoff will come to the left of goaltender Eric Werman. Has been pretty busy the last few minutes. Vinny Gisanti taking the faceoff for Middlebury. Bowden trying to figure out who's going to take it for there. Austin Ricci taking the faceoff. Won by Gisanti. Back to Brett Dawson at the left point. Dawson with a shot that goes wide as he's turned around. Kamil Tkachuk for the Panthers with the puck. Sends it into the left corner. Dawson pinching in. Gisanti with the puck for Middlebury in the right corner. Gisanti with a pass back behind Werman's net as Bowden trying to get it out. And Ingersoll sends it across to Sam Topham, who dumps it into the Middlebury zone, and Bowden is offsides. 2:26 left to play first period. Bowden and Middlebury scoreless from the Watson Arena.
Really promising last sequence there by Middlebury, and we're now equal in terms of faceoffs, 1-10-10. Gisanti doing a good job winning a couple of faceoffs for Middlebury.
Yeah, a pair of 18s matching up on the faceoff here. Gisanti and Blanchett for the Polar Bears. Dumped into the Bowden zone. Owen Powers with the puck for Middlebury on the left side. Jason Naraki for Bowden forcing it off. And a pass that comes right in front by Werman. A shot by Powers that I think Werman got part of with his glove. That one goes wide. And again, the Panthers starting to bring pressure here as the Polar Bears get this one out. Cullen Geary bouncing the puck out for Bowden. Comes back to the Middlebury zone. It is now along the left side. Fahey over to Brendan Dawson as it comes into the zone. A shot that Jimmy McKee gets going from above the right circle that Werman has no trouble gloving. He'll hold on to that. And Middlebury, Jason, now out shooting Bowden 12-10.
And I was just going to say, I love that they're taking a lot of shots, because my criticism of them oftentimes is they get the puck into the team's offensive zone but don't take enough shots. Just let it go.
Jimmy McKee taking the faceoff for Middlebury against Wallace for Bowden. Won by Wallace. It comes back out all the way back down, though, into the Middlebury zone where it's taken by Frank Cozzolito, who loses it to Daniel McMullen, who gets a shot in front. That one is blocked, and the puck comes back out into neutral ice. It's sitting right below the blue line in the Bowden zone. Fortunately for Bowden, nothing comes out of that, as there were no Panthers in the area, and Bowden clears the zone. Brett Dineen with the puck now along the left side, off the boards for Jimmy McKee, right into the stomach of Colin Vanderveen, and three Panthers in the zone now. Danner with a shot that came up high on Werman. Danny Tye with the puck now at the left side, looking for someone to shoot to, pass to. Matt Danner in the corner. 1 minute left to play in the period. Ryan Ash for the Middlebury pinching. Vanderveen back behind the net with Danner. Michael Fahey for the Panthers in the right corner. Gets back to the point to Ash with a wrist shot. That one goes wide. Wallace loses the puck to Gisanti in the right corner. Gisanti in the right corner with his legs going, looking for someone to pass to. He's being pressured by Lestan, who gets it out finally, and it comes to neutral ice, and the Panthers dump it back in with 27 seconds left to play in this first period. Bowden trying to get it out of the zone. Spencer Antunes skating along the right side, right in front of the Bowden bench. It comes into the Middlebury defensive zone. Antunes at the right circle. He's going to try to wrap it around. He is sent wide by Bellucci. Antunes back to the point. Back to Topham with a shot. That one is blocked. It goes into the right corner. Kamil Tkachuk coming together with Geary in the right corner. And that'll do it. 20 minutes played, nothing solved. Bowden and Middlebury scoreless at the end of the first period. We'll be back to talk about it right after this. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Hi, this is Tammy, president and founder of Calvin's Crunchies Organic Dog Treats. For years, I looked for healthy treats for my dogs. When I couldn't find them, I started to make them myself. Dogs are family, and what they eat is important. There's a reason you could buy treats for only a few dollars. It's the ingredients. You might not know what they are or if they're even healthy. That's why I created Calvin's Crunchies. Our cookies are 100% organic. There's no wheat, corn, or soy. We use ingredients that you would eat. Real food.
included.
We have 6 delicious flavors your canine will love. And whether it's our blueberry oatmeal cookie, the apple pie cookie, or the yummy peanut butter banana cookie, our crunchies are healthy and nutritious. We use local ingredients from the farm to your dog's bowl. At Calvin's Crunchies, we have a simple philosophy. If you wouldn't eat it, your dog shouldn't either. Order our crunchies online at calvinscrunchies.com or call 802-377-1602 to speak with a cookie expert today. Calvin's Crunchies, because your best buddy deserves the best.
Get your Calvin's Crunchies today at Pratt's Store in Bridport, Broughton's Big Country Hardware in Bridport, and the Middlebury Natural Foods Co-op.
Hi, this is Paul from Vermont Field Sports in Middlebury. Just a reminder that we're gearing up for the new winter ice fishing season with a complete line of ice fishing rods, portable heaters, shelters, ice augers, tickle sticks, fishing jigs, and bivets. We also have plenty of ice grippers and cleats for your boots. So come on in and take a look at all the equipment you need for your next ice fishing adventure. And remember to post your trophies on our Facebook page at VT Field Sports. Thank you and have a great day.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Deals during our Start Something New event at the number one selling Dodge, Chrysler, Ram dealer all of New England.
Has the deep freeze broken your pride and your ride? Then now is a great time to de-thaw, warm up with hot deals on Pacifica minivans happening now. At Goss, you'll get huge discounts, big factory rebates, and great lease specials, and we have the largest inventory of Pacificas in New England, like this.
Lease a new 2018 Chrysler Pacifica for only $139 a month. That's right, only $139 a month for 2018 Chrysler Pacifica minivan.
Just call, click, or visit, and we'll make getting in your hot new 2018 Pacifica fast and easy so you can drive away today. Hurry, our Start Something New event ends January 31st.
For the fastest, easiest, and most fun way to buy, visit Goss Dodge Chrysler today, Shelburne Road, South Burlington, and online at gossscars.com.
Lease quoted for 27 months, 5,000 miles per year with $29.99 cash or trade equity down plus tax, title, risk, well qualified lessees. Must have a competitive lease and household to qualify. See salesperson for details. Better not on new vehicle price guarantee.
Go, 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 go.
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Back here on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network, Jason Wexler, Bruce Zeman. We're scoreless here through the first period. And something that jumps out to me, Bruce, right away, Middlebury winning the shots battle 13-10. You know I like an aggressive hockey team.
Well, it's something that we haven't seen a lot this season in games where Middlebury has outshot an opponent in a period. But again, a lot of pressure from really the second half of that first period on. Middlebury really starting to bring the attack on. And goaltender Eric Werman, the junior, who got his first win of the season yesterday, and that win against Williams, he was pretty busy from about the 10-minute mark of that period on.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Middlebury putting on a lot of good pressure. Vinny Giussani winning a couple of faceoffs, though the faceoffs in general 11-11. And Jimmy McKee taking some good shots as well. Just an aggressive hockey team that when they're getting it into Bowden's defensive zone, taking some shots. That's what I like to see more. Sometimes they skate a little bit too deep and don't get a shot off, especially in hockey where rebounds are almost as equally important as the initial shot. I like to see a team getting a lot away, and you never know what can happen.
Well, the first period for Bowden has been a challenge all season, Jason. They've been outscored by their opponents 17-10, as has Middlebury. Middlebury's had a challenge also in the first period. Their opponents have outscored them 17-14. But again, the second and third periods are going to be the one for the Panthers that are going to determine the outcome of this game. So far this season, Middlebury's been outscored 18-4 in the second period and 22-6 in the third period. And for Bowden, they've been outscored 16-11 in the second period and 16-10 in the third period. So something has got to give in the sequence between two teams that are outscored usually in the second and third period.
Like I used to tell my math teacher, it's just numbers. It doesn't have any effect here on the second period. If you're Middlebury, continue to be aggressive. Aggressive is the name of the game, and a guy that we really need to highlight is Vinny Giussani winning those faceoffs, getting possession of the puck, for Middlebury, and they're just moving it along well. They're passing it well and getting a lot of shots off on Eric Werman and making it difficult for him.
Yeah, Werman has played a pretty good first period because a lot of those shots that he stopped from the about the 10-minute mark on in the first period, his team had some defensive lapses in front of him, and he was quite frankly a little fortunate on a couple of occasions that Middlebury did not put it in. Owen Powers had a strong first period, had a couple of shots on goal. Eric Jeremiah, again, with that explosive first breakout pass, getting things going for Middlebury. He tried to hit up Vinny Gisanti a couple of times, and it was only really fortunate for the Polar Bears that Middlebury did not connect and take a lead in this game.
And if you break the period down into two, let's say 10 minutes and 10 minutes, I'd say that Bowdoin was able to win the first 10 minutes, but Middlebury won the second 10 minutes, which works well in terms of momentum. There was a bunch of shots that were being faced by Stephen Klein early on in the first period, and then Middlebury was able to tighten that up a little bit, go on the offensive more, and that's something that'll bode well for them as we get ready for the second period.
Well, again, we were talking to some of the folks here, and one of the things that they said that I found kind of interesting is they rotate their players around a lot, and they've got players that are able to take face-offs. There were some defensemen taking face-offs a lot in that period. Bradley Ingersoll taking some face-offs. Jason Araki taking some face-offs, too. So it's awesome when you've got that skill set because face-offs are a big part of this game.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And again, the face-offs even at 11-11. But Middlebury doing better when they were out face-off yesterday at almost a 2-1 clip.
Yeah, but they were able to win that game. So, again, we will see what happens. More on the intermission report. After 20 minutes of play, Bowdoin and Middlebury scoreless from the Sidney J. Watson Arena. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
McIntyre Services and G-Stone Motors presents a four-hour remote on 92.1 WVTK at the Veterans of Foreign Wars Post on Exchange Street in Middlebury for the Dodge House. The Dodge House provides housing, clothing, and food for homeless veterans. This isn't about us. It's about them. For our veterans, every day, there's another message with a story. Even if they're strangers to you, they're not strangers to war and defending our country. Companies downsize or even close, putting many veterans out of work, even after job searching and running out of unemployment funding. For our veterans, everything changes. They can no longer afford rent and end up homeless. That's what the Dodge House is about, giving veterans warm shelter, food, and teaching them new skills so they're able to get back on their feet and start a new beginning. Join KG with Bruce and Hobbs Broadcasting live on the 26th from the VFW on Exchange Street in Middlebury. We'll be collecting donations to accomplish this goal. This broadcast is being brought to you exclusively by McIntyre Services, keeping friends warm for over 70 years and asking for your help keeping the Dodge House warm for our veterans, and by G-Stone Motors, who says they didn't forget about us, so let's not forget about them. Your donation could make a big difference in 2018.
The cold weather is here. At your local Napa Auto Parts store in Middlebury, they've got you covered with undercoating products, antifreeze testers, and free-of-charge battery and engine light testing. Napa doesn't stop there. They carry winterizing products for mowers, motorcycles, RVs, and watercraft. For all your automotive parts, see the gang and Macy at Napa Auto Parts on Court Street, Middlebury. If they don't have your part, they'll have it in 24 hours. Napa on Court Street in Middlebury.
Hi folks, Steve here at Shearer Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac, Vermont's largest sales volume full-line GM dealership. Let's kick off the new year the right way. Right now, you can buy a brand new 2018 Chevy Silverado double cab four-wheel drive for only $29,995. Now that's a deal. With over 600 new and used vehicles in stock, we're sure to have a vehicle that's right for you at a price you're gonna love. Come visit us at 1675 Shelburne Road in South Burlington, Vermont, or online at shearervt.com. Find out for yourself why thousands of people choose Shearer. Chevy, find new roads.
Price based on stock number C6967. Must finance with GM Financial. Must have a current Chevy, Buick, or GMC lease in the household. Offer expires 1/31/2018. See dealer for details. State taxes and DMV fees extra.
Save time, save money. We hear you. Drive the best deal home from Shearer. Put the rest in the rearview mirror. Shearer.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the Sidney J. Watson Arena here on the beautiful campus of Bowdoin College, Brunswick, Maine, Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network, where after 20 minutes of play, the two teams are still scoreless. Shots on goal in that period for Middlebury 13, for Bowdoin 10. Power plays, Bowdoin 0 for 3 on the power play, Middlebury 0 for 1. But again, the faceoffs, big part of the story in the first period. Both teams with 11. Middlebury doing a nice job playing a strong second 10 minutes of that first period. In this NESCAC contest, that is of importance to both teams, as Bowdoin coming into this game today in ninth place, Middlebury in 10th place, and Jason, both teams looking to move up in the standings, but there's also some other NESCAC games going on today and tonight.
Yeah, Wesleyan and Tufts are scoreless. They're just underway. We're scoreless here as Middlebury is taking on Bowdoin. Connecticut College has jumped out to a 2-1 lead over Trinity. That game in the second period with 9:19 to go. And Colby leading Williams 3-0. That game in the second period as well with 8:13 to go.
So again, as we get ready to kick off the second period here at the Sidney J. Watson Arena, again, the Panthers playing a strong first period. And as Jason so eloquently said a few minutes ago, Bowdoin really winning the first 10 minutes of that period. And in our mind anyway, Middlebury winning the second 10 minutes. And it's anybody's guess to see who's going to come out with the intensity as we get ready to start the second stanza of this tilt.
And there's a lot of parallels you could draw between the two teams. Both teams kind of struggling coming in. Bowdoin having lost 6 of 7. Middlebury still honestly struggling because we're not sure what team we're going to see on a day-to-day basis. And again, that's been a problem. And again, talking to head coach Neil Sinclair before the game, one of the things about it was he said, well, we've got a young team and they've still been figuring some stuff out. As they continue to figure stuff out, they're being more aggressive with the puck and just taking more shots. We've seen plenty of games this year, Bruce, where rebounds have really decided the game. Rebounds specifically off the backboards that bounce to either the left or right side posts that can be put in. So again, take shots and shoot your shot.
Yeah, again, and in that first period, late in the at the end of the period, Middlebury with a shot on goal that hit the right crossbar and came right down. It did not miss by much. As a matter of fact, at first, I thought that it might have gone in, but the way it bounced off the top of the crossbar, it obviously came down, and Bowdoin was able to clear it out of harm's way. But you're exactly right. A lot of parallels between these two teams, because before the win last night, Middlebury had lost 4 in a row. Their only victory before that coming in recent memory anyway in the Holiday Classic when they beat St. Michael's and Oswego State, where they played amazing in that weekend series, winning their tournament. And so again, with these two teams both kind of streaky and both looking for an identity, this is a big one today.
And a prime opportunity for both teams, like we mentioned. 10th Middlebury in the standings, 9th Bowdoin in the standings. The type of game you want to be playing if you're both teams in terms of being able to make up ground.
Well, again, Middlebury does not get a break following this game today. Next week, they've got Conn College and Tufts, two teams that at least right now are ahead of them in the standings, and that will change, obviously, if Middlebury is able to win this game today. But really, we called yesterday's game a must-win, and in my mind anyway, this is one they should probably get also.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Both games this weekend, tough games, tough to play on the road, but games that they're certainly capable of winning and games they need to win if they're serious about getting into the playoffs. Like we mentioned, the top 8 teams get in. They're 10th, so they need to make up some ground. It's as simple as that. Win the game.
So again, as we get ready to kick off the second stanza in this afternoon's tilt, hockey night / afternoon in Middlebury on 92.1 WVTK, Port Henry on the One Credit Union Radio Network. We are just about ready to go. At center ice, Owen Powers taking the face-off for Middlebury against Matt Leeson for Bowdoin. Won by Leeson. It's along the left boards. Still along the left boards. As Leeson sends it deep into the Middlebury zone. It comes around and out. Way back, Daniel McMullen sending the puck to Sam Topham for Bowdoin. As it comes into the Middlebury defensive zone, Tommy Dunleavy in the left corner with Matt Leeson, who's now at the right circle, sends a shot that goes behind Klein's net. It goes wide. Back to Ingersoll at the point for Bowdoin. He sends it deep back behind Klein's net. Comes to the point Owen Powers with the puck in the right corner. Jeremiah in there as well. Brendan Dawson now taking the puck for the Panthers, sending that into the left corner. Scoots in front of Klein's net, bounces back, and Ryan Heath with the puck for Bowden behind Klein's net. He's being held up by Powers and Dawson. Heath now gets some help from Lestan, who loses it to Eric Jeremiah, who sends that deep into the Bowden defensive zone, where it's picked up by Ingersoll, who comes skating out into neutral ice right over the Bowden logo at center ice into the Middlebury zone. A shot that's wide off the boards. Cody Tedesco, the team's leading scorer with the puck now. He loses it to Jasanti, who sends it across to Bellucci. Back to Lestan, dumped into the Bowden zone. And Chris Wallace with the puck for Bowden, as Michael Fahey picks it up for Middlebury. A shot to Bellucci with a drive, and that went over the top of the net, over Werman's net. And the puck back at the left point. Fahey can't keep it in, and he loses it to Lestan, who skates at center ice, dumping it in to the Middlebury zone as the Polar Bears change. Bellucci picking the puck up, skating at the left circle. Sends over to Tkachuk, who dumps it into the Bowden zone as the Polar Bears skate back up. Polar Bears skating from left to right. Cosolito with the puck for Middlebury, over to Matt Danner. He was looking for Brett Dineen, who was pinching a bit. Dineen now circling back to the right circle, over to Cosolito, back to Dineen. Dineen sends it back to the right corner, over to Danny Tai, who sends it up to Jimmy McKee, who dumps it into Danner. Danner at the right circle, a shot, and Werman gets the big left pad on that one. The rebound into the right corner, over to Danny Tai, over to Dineen at the left point, a shot that hit Danner right in the midsection, and it bounces out. And here comes Bowden. Topham sends it into the Middlebury defensive zone. Pat Geary in the corner loses it to Powers, trying to hit Danny Tai. And Bradley Ingersoll for the Polar Bears at the left circle sends it across. They hit a streaking Matt Leeson at the left circle, a shot. That one is sticked by Klein into the netting, the protective netting, and we will have a face-off. 16:51 left to play, second period. And Jason, these two teams seemingly feeling each other out a little bit as we get the second stanza underway.
Yeah, no official shots on the board from either side yet in this period.
Camille Blanchard taking the face-off against against Owen Powers. As Powers sends it into the Bowden zone, it comes out over to Brendan Dawson, skating in front of the Bowden bench, right across the Bowden logo at center ice, over to Powers at the left circle, to Jeremiah at the top of the point, over to Ash. Jeremiah with a drive from above the left circle. That one goes wide. It's behind the Bowden net right now. Owen Powers with the puck at the right circle in the right corner. And it's picked up by Ryan Heath, trying to get it out for Bowden, as players collide, and Heath has it again along the left side, picked up by Jack Flanagan off of Heath. And Owen Powers has it again. A nice dipsy doodle by Powers, who loses his stick. And Flanagan comes together with Matt Leeson right in front of the Bowden bench.
We're brought to you by the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified. And again, the feeling out, Bruce, has continued these next 4 minutes. Like to see Middlebury get a couple shots on goal.
Well, Bowden's going to have a chance to add to their shot total as Jack Flanagan has just been sent to the box. Bowden on the power play. This is their fourth power play of the afternoon. The faceoff back to the point. Ingersoll with a shot that's blocked by Klein. And Klein doing a nice job covering up a whole bunch of players on top of each other in the net. And somehow Klein again, as we've said much of this season, doing a Herculean job keeping that out of the net.
Not sure where exactly he saved that, but he flopped onto his back.
Bradley Ingersoll with a nice job getting that from the left point. We've got Cody Tedesco, the team's leading scorer for the Polar Bears, against Vinny Jasanti. One by Tedesco. Back to Ingersoll at the point. Over to McMullen above the right circle. A shot that Klein gobbles up. And that's it. 1:48 left to kill in the penalty to Jack Flanagan. the fourth power play opportunity of the afternoon for Bowden. They're 0 for 3 so far. This faceoff again to the left of Klein. Tedesco against Jasanti. Won by Jasanti. Big faceoff win into the right corner. Picked up by Ryan Ash, who loses it to Tedesco. Leeson with the puck now for Bowden, along with Tommy Dunleavy. And they were able to get it back out. Nice play by Ash to get that out. Daniel McMullen with Bradley Ingersoll over to Tedesco. Tedesco dumps it in the zone. A nice poke check. Or nice check along the boards by David Bellucci to stop anything from happening there. And Bellucci tried to clear it. A terrific play by Ingersoll keeping it in. But it does come back out, and McMullen has to go back to get it. 1:10 left to kill in the penalty to Flanagan. 15 minutes left to play, second period. This game still scoreless. Leeson across to Ingersoll, who sends it on to Tedesco, and they score! A tic-tac-toe play. McMullen to Ingersoll to Tedesco in front. A backhand that beat Klein over the left shoulder. It's a power play goal, and it is 1-0 Bowden.
Beautiful shot, top shelf right side, like you said. And Middlebury's just going to have to respond. Quickly forget about this goal and just continue to fight.
Well, as mentioned, Jason, Middlebury has done a great job on the penalty kill so far this season, but they were not able to stop that one. It is a power play goal. Cody Tedesco is going to get the score. We'll get the assist momentarily. But again, 1-0 Bowden, 14:50 of the second period. The faceoff is going to be Owen Powers against Antunez, won by Antunez deep into the Bowden zone. And Tedesco does get the goal, and there's another penalty. This one is going to be a cross-checking penalty. And Middlebury is going to get a chance to go back on the power play. Number 22, Cullen Geary, cross-checking Charlie Parsons right in front of the referee, and that's going to get called literally every time.
And that assist on the Cody Tedesco goal by Bradley Ingersoll and Daniel McMullen, the secondary assist.
All right, so this faceoff is going to come to the right of goaltender Eric Werman, who's made 13 stops today. And quickly, Tedesco is able to clear that out. It comes all the way back into the Middlebury zone, where Brendan Dawson sends it up to Mitch Allen on the left side. He sends a shot right into the midsection of Werman for shot number 14. 14:17 left to play second period. 1-0 Bowden. And again, Cody Tedesco, the team's leading scorer, picking up his second goal of the year. In the faceoff, Owen Powers against Camille Blanchett, won by Powers. But back behind the net, and Sam Topham is able to clear that out as it comes all the way back to the Middlebury zone, where Brendan Dawson sets up shop and he brings it up the ice. Mitch Allen on the left side. Allen in the left circle looking to center for someone. That one is broken up by Blanchett. The puck now behind Werman. Comes back to the point where Jeremiah has it above the left circle. He's setting up. He sends a shot in. That he was looking to get that to Power so he could tip it. A nice job by Werman getting the leg out and breaking that up as it comes back out. And Jeremiah with the puck for Middlebury skating in front of Klein. Jeremiah doing a nice job getting it in the zone. It's up in the air. Fahey has it. And they're going to call a hand pass on that.
Just held on to it for too long. You got to drop it immediately.
So 13:20 left to play second period. Bowden with a 1-0 lead. The difference in this game, Cody Tedesco for Bowden scoring on the power play, making it 1-0. And right now the Panthers on their second power play of the afternoon. 47 seconds left on the penalty to Cullen Geary for cross-checking. And Middlebury on the power play once again as Bowden sends it all the way down. Ronnie Lestan winning that faceoff and sending it all the way back into the Middlebury zone. As the Panthers come up, Jasanti skates over the blue line into the Bowden zone. He's now in the corner looking back at the point. He's trying to get it to Ash. Over to Fahey, who is looking for Tkachuk. It's out to the point. Bellucci with a drive. That one goes wide. All the way to Jasanti at the left circle. Back to the point to Ash. Back to Jasanti. Down low to Fahey. Fahey skating above the circle. Over to Ash. Back to Fahey with a shot. That one was blocked, and that one hurt. A nice job by Daniel McMullen blocking that with the leg. and Werman was able to cover that up. A nice penalty kill here by the Polar Bears. Middlebury moving that around with some authority, but again, the Polar Bears able to block that shot and stop any damage. 12:38 left to play second period. Bowdoin leading 1-0. 22 seconds left to kill for Bowdoin on the cross-checking penalty to Cullen Geary. The face-off of the right circle. Bowdoin cannot get it out. Another block shot by Spencer Antunez. The puck is along the boards. Jimmy McKee for Middlebury. He loses that to Blanchett, who is able to clear it out. Jeremiah back behind Klein for Middlebury. They skate along the right side. Antunez with the puck for Bowdoin. He looks for Pat Geary. It's lost as Jimmy McKee sends it out into neutral ice for Middlebury. It comes back into the Middlebury zone. Jeremiah again with the puck for Middlebury as he leaves it for Brendan Dawson. Dawson sends it up. Nice pass over to Matt Danner on the left wing. Danner looking to get something set up there, and he's met by the Polar Bears. Number 33, Jason Rocky, who sends it into neutral ice. And Camille Blanchett with the puck for Bowdoin sends it back out. Brendan Dawson pinching, and he sends a shot on that one. Wide back out to neutral ice, where it's taken by Frank Cozzolito. Over to Mitch Allen at the left circle, looking for someone to pass to, and he loses it. And here comes Tedesco. He's got a two-on-one if he hurries. And a shot, and he scores! Ronnie Lestan! Tedesco at the last minute sending that across to Lestan. A beautiful pass who beats Klein over the left shoulder. And again, when you let a team set up that quickly and skate up the ice with the speed that they have, you are playing with fire, and that is exactly what happened there. A turnover right outside the blue line. Tedesco to Lestan. He was gone. Lestan roofing that right over the left shoulder. It is 2-0 Bowdoin. That is a big goal.
And we talked to head coach Neil Sinclair before the game. He said minimize the turnovers. He's not going to be happy about that.
All right, in the faceoff at center ice, got a pair of 18s. Blanchett for Bowdoin against Jasanti for Middlebury. Won by Jasanti, dumped in front, and it's in front of Klein again. Middlebury having a tough time getting it out of the zone. And you've got Bradley Ingersoll with a shot that Klein waffles into the protective netting. And for the last couple of minutes, Bowdoin has definitely been controlling the pace of this game.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And 2-0, the score that we saw last time when Bowdoin played Middlebury back in the inaugural weekend of the season.
All right, so the faceoff to the right of Klein. We've got Tommy Dunleavy taking the faceoff against Jasanti. Won by Dunleavy. He tries to go forward, and he gets his own rebound. Dunleavy along the boards loses to Fahey. Fahey skating up along the right side into the zone. He's got Tkachuk with him, who sends a shot that Werman can't handle. He sends it into the left corner. Back to Middlebury. He's in front. He's got Jasanti. A shot. And Werman with a point-blank stop. A big stop by the Polar Bears goaltender. And I'll tell you what, if Middlebury makes any noise in this game and gets us any closer, remember that. That was a big stop by Werman.
Sorry, Bruce. I was just going to say, I don't know if Jasanti got enough on it.
Well, Werman came out and made a nice stop on that. Jasanti taking the face-off now against Antunez. Won by Jasanti, who sends it back to the point to Brendan Dawson, who wrists one on that Werman makes another stop on. I'll tell you, Werman got his first collegiate win yesterday, and he looks pretty sharp today, Jason.
Yeah, you're exactly right, and he's been able to stop 19 shots so far.
Antunez taking the face-off against Jasanti, won by Jasanti. Back to Jeremiah at the point. Taken by Bowdoin. If they hurry, they've got a 3-on-2. And here comes Bowdoin. Spencer Antunez with a shot on Klein. And Middlebury tries to roof out. Vanderveen for Bowdoin. He's got it on the left side. Brendan Dawson picks the puck up for Middlebury along the left side. Over to Tkachuk. Back to Dawson. Dawson skating over the Bowdoin logo at center ice. Into the Bowdoin zone. A shot that Werman will glove. And we have a stoppage, 9:51 left to play, second period. Bowdoin up 2-0 as Middlebury takes its 20th shot on goal in the game. Jimmy McKee taking the faceoff for Middlebury against Chris Wallace, won by Wallace, although it comes back to the point where Bellucci sends it back in. Colin Geary with the puck for Bowden, although it's taken by McKee and dumped back in. Chris Wallace with the puck for Bowden. He's trying to hit Tedesco, but it is too far, and that is an icing. 9:27 left to play, second period. Bowden leading Middlebury 2-0.
And we're brought to you by Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon for all your home, business, and agricultural fuel needs on Route 22A in Bridport and in Brandon.
And just to clear this up, or just to get this out there, the second Bowden goal at 8:42 of the second period, Ronnie Lestan, assisted by Cody Tedesco and Colin Geary. So that goal making it 2-0 in favor of the Polar Bears. 9:18 left to play, second period. We've got a faceoff that will come back in the Bowden defensive zone to the left of goaltender Eric Werman, who's played a pretty strong game so far, keeping Middlebury off the board. Jimmy McKee taking the faceoff now against Camille Blanchard for the Polar Bears. One by McKee, back to Cozzolito Danner with a drive. That one is gloved by Werman as well.
And good things will come if you're Middlebury and you continue to win the shot battle. Right now they have that advantage, 21-17.
And the faceoff again, same two players. You got McKee and Blanchard, won by McKee. Back to the point. It's at the left circle for Eric Jeremiah. He sends a shot that goes into the right corner. It's taken by Ingersoll. Ingersoll back behind his own net. And here comes Ryan Heath as they send it into the Middlebury zone. Ingersoll again with a shot that Klein will stop. Ingersoll went to go five hole, and I'm not sure that Klein knew that where that was right away, because it kind of changed speeds, but he did a nice job stopping it. And so again, 8:45 left to play, second period. Bowden with a two-goal lead. The face-off to the right of goaltender Klein. Sam Topham taking the face-off against Powers, won by Topham. The puck loose in front of the Middlebury net, picked up by David Bellucci, who tries to send it out, but that one is blocked by Max Ginsbury. Picked up again by Spencer Antunez. Here comes Antunez, a backhand, and a leg stop by Klein, who sends that into the corner. Antunez with the puck now in the left corner. Comes in front, and a point-blank shot by Ginsberg that's stopped by Klein. And here comes Middlebury. Mitch Allen at the right circle. He's in. A shot. Oh, and a big stop by Werman. A big stop by Werman as he went down. A drive by Bellucci from the right point. And Werman gets that one, too. Dawson with the puck at the right point. The left point, excuse me. Dawson with a shot, a wrist shot from the left circle, above the left circle. That one goes wide. Owen Powers with for Middlebury in the right corner. Mitch Allen being held up along the boards by Daniel McMullen. And it's not moving at all. Sam Topham also over there. Vinny Giussanti now in there trying to dig it out. As time continues to tick off the clock, 7:25 left. Out to the point, Jeremiah at the left point, blocked. And a drive from the right point by Bellucci, who's let a couple of bombs go so far this period. He's playing a great game so far, getting those big shots off. Here comes Jeremiah into the zone. A shot from above the left circle. Jeremiah using his speed to set that up. And Tedesco taking the puck for Bowden. He loses his footing there. And Ronnie Lestan for Bowden, sending it deep into the Middlebury defensive zone. Here comes Michael Fahey at the left circle for Middlebury, looking to set up Giussanti, who dumps it in. As Chris Wallace has the puck for Bowden, skating in front of the left circle, now in front of the Bowden bench. It comes into the Middlebury zone, picked up by Brett Dineen, icing waved off. Ronnie Lestan, who's one of the goal scorers tonight, he has the puck now. Loses it to Middlebury, loses it to Giussanti, who sends it into neutral ice. A big play by Colin Geary as it bounces over the blue line, and Middlebury is offsides.
Which is 6:22 to go. Again, Middlebury winning the shot battle, and good things are going to happen if you continue to get shots off.
Yeah, absolutely. The faceoff in neutral ice right in front of the Middlebury bench. Jimmy McKee taking the faceoff for Middlebury against Chris Wallace, won by Wallace. The puck comes across to Geary. He is in on Klein. comes in on Klein, but a nice job by Brendan Dawson forcing him to the outside. And here comes Middlebury. Danny Tye with the puck, dumping it into the zone. Matt Danner in the corner, back to the point, over to Dawson, over to Belushi, above the right circle, a shot. That one is blocked. Spencer Antunia is getting a skate on that. And Middlebury can't keep it in the zone as it comes back to center ice. Jimmy McKee for Middlebury sending it across to Brendan Dawson, and the Panthers changing. Now Dawson and Belushi, the defense pairing. Dawson with it right between the circles, coming over the blue line, off the red line. Marker right on the boards into the Bowden zone, and Bowden will clear that out. Geary for Bowden sending it in. Icing waved off as Belushi sends it off the boards, where it is picked up by Camille Blanchard, who dumps it into the Middlebury zone. Blanchard again in the circle, right in front to Klein. It is loose. Matt Leeson with a drive, and that one is wide. And Klein is going to hold on to that, and there's going to be some extracurricular activities here. Players from both teams coming together with some pleasantries after the whistle. But some sloppy play in front of the Middlebury net, and Bowden almost cashing in.
And Camille Blanchard might have thrown a punch.
Well, it's interesting because Blanchard is right back on the bench. So either the referee didn't see it, or they're not going to call anything here. And that looks like that is the case. It looks like they're going to let them play. 5:12 left to play, second period, 2-0 Bowden. The face-off to the right of goaltender Stephen Klein, who's played well today. Leeson taking the face-off against Powers. Won by Leeson, but Bowden not able to keep it in. And it scoots out of the Middlebury defensive zone back into the Bowden zone, where it's left for Vanderveen, who loses it at neutral ice over to Jeremiah. Austin Ricci with the puck right now directly in front of the Bowden bench. He loses it to Jeremiah, who sends it across to Mitch Allen, who tries to center it. He's got Powers and Cozzolino with a drive. That one is blocked. And Ricci coming together with Topham for Bowden. And Topham sends it around the boards. He's looking for Vanderveen, his partner. And they are able to get it out. Leeson for Bowden, sending it down. And Bowden has iced the puck. With 4:27 left to play in the second period, Bowden with a 2-0 lead. 20 shots on goal for the Polar Bears to 24 for the Panthers. But again, the difference in this game, a power play goal by Cody Tedesco at 5:06 of the second period, and then another goal by Ronnie Leston at 8:42 of the second period, giving Bowden a 2-0 lead. The face-off, Jasanti for Middlebury against Leeson for Bowden. Won by Leeson back into the corner as Middlebury has it behind the Bowden net. Michael Fahey looking for Brett Dineen in a fantastic play by Leeson and clearing it out as Bowden changes. And that is an icing, but they'll take that as a tired bunch of Polar Bears change. And they are able to get some fresh players on the ice.
And this game brought to you by Monument Farms of Weybridge for local fresh milk from their farm to your local store. So again, I was just going to say, Bruce, I know Middlebury hasn't cashed in yet, but I like what I'm seeing the last couple of minutes. Just take your shot.
And the face-off to the left of goaltender Eric Werman, who's had a strong game, hasn't let any by him yet. Jasanti and Ingersoll, won by Jasanti. It comes back, though, out of the zone, deep into the Middlebury zone, where Brett Dineen has to go back to play it. And here he comes, skating at full speed over the red line, dumping it into the Bowden zone, where Cullen Geary is at the left circle. He gets it out. He was looking for Chris Wallace, but broken up by Middlebury. Geary with the puck again, looking for Naraki. Naraki has the puck, sends it across to Wallace on the left wing. He's got a streaking Lestan at the right circle. He sends it in on Klein. Wallace with the puck behind Klein. Leaves it for Naraki. Naraki in the right corner. He's sent flying by Dawson. And it looks like Naraki is holding his wrist. He looks like he might have gotten the worst of that exchange. And the puck's still deep in the Middlebury zone where Jeremiah picks it up. And Naraki doubled over in pain on the Bowden bench. Let's hope he's okay. It looks like he might have gotten his stick caught in the boards there. Middlebury deep in the Bowden zone. Jeremiah pinching, looking to center for Michael Fahey. That's broken up by Bowden as they try to come to Ingersoll. Ingersoll with the puck now skating directly over the Bowden logo. He's hitting Antunez. Antunez in on Klein, who makes a big stop. Antunez now in the corner. Antunez again behind Klein. Jeremiah trying to clear it. It goes back behind Klein. And in the corner, you've got Ryan Heath for Bowden, along with Antunez, who's got it again. He's looking to set it up to Ingersoll. It's broken up by Flanagan. Ingersoll with a shot. And that one is stopped by Klein. Camille Blanchard trying to bang one home here out to the left point. Ryan Heath at the left circle. He now pinches in, dumps it in back behind the Middlebury net. Daniel McMullen sends it back for Bowden behind Klein. Leeson with the puck in the left corner. He's looking for someone at the point. McMullen at the top of the circle. So wrist shot. That one is blocked by Dawson. And here comes Mitch Allen. Two on three with Jack Flanagan. Owen Powers now in the zone. Werman waffles that one to the corner as it's deep in the left corner in the Bowden defensive zone. Topham for Bowden, skating it out of the zone right over the blue line. Dumps it into the Middlebury zone where Cozzolito picks it up. He leaves it over for Dawson, who's seen a lot of ice time in this game. Cozzolito behind his net. He gets it over to Dawson again. Now they change, and Bellucci back on the ice. He's got it over to Vinny Gisanti, who tries to center it. That one is blocked by Vanderveen into the left corner. It comes off the boards. And Lestan, who's got a goal, is racing with Cozzolito. Over to Michael Fahey, who hits Gisanti, trying to hit Tkachuk. That one is broken up. Lestan's got it again, trying to hit Cody Tedesco. Lestan in the right corner. And Tedesco with the puck again behind Klein. He looks to wrap it around, looking for Lestan. And a shot in front by Blanchard that is gloved by Klein. Gloved and chested, I guess you could say. 43.7 seconds left. Bowden with a 2-0 lead. And in the last minute or so, really bringing some pressure here.
And a good point-blank stop there by Stephen Klein. Again, just paying complete attention and able to grab that one out of the air.
Yeah, Blanchard taking the face-off here against Jimmy McKee. One by McKee as Middlebury is trying to get it out of the zone. It's still along the boards now. Antunez for Bowden. He meets up with Jeremiah. Antunez still has it. He's looking to hit Ginsburg. It comes in front of Klein, who can't get it out. Middlebury not able to get it out of the zone as Ryan Heath does a nice job keeping it in for Bowden. But here comes Jeremiah using that speed over the Bowden logo. Dishes it off to Danny. Tie a shot that goes wide. And that one did not miss by much. Matt Danner right on the rebound there. He almost banged that one home. And it's being held up along the boards now as we've got 3 seconds left in the period. And that is going to do it. So after 40 minutes, 2-0 Bowden. And at the whistle, we have some extracurricular discussions right in the right circle to the left of goaltender Eric Werman, who played a strong period. Thankfully, cooler heads prevail. And after 40 minutes, it is 2-0 Bowden. We'll be right back to talk about it. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one-stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Thinking about a new or used car? Before you start shopping, be prepared. Here are five reasons why you should think about Vermont Federal Credit Union for the financing of your next vehicle. Reason number one, they have amazing rates on auto loans, among the lowest you'll find anywhere. That means more car for less money. Number two, Vermont Federal Credit Union offers flexible terms with options up to 8 years. Three, their PaySaver Auto Loan Program. It's like a lease, but better. You own the vehicle and can save up to 40% on your monthly payment. And it's for used vehicles, too. Four, they're so convenient. You can apply online, sign online, and close online. It's that easy with DocuSign. And five, you'd look really good in that shiny new ride. Go to VermontFederal.org and get pre-qualified for an auto loan today. Vermont Federal Credit Union. Start here. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Christopher Chevrolet, there's no business like snow business. Let us warm your hearts and leave you with money to burn on these sizzling deals. New 2017 Chevy Silverado Double Rally Cab, now just $39,995 with savings of over $10,000. New 2017 Chevy Silverado 3500 Crew High Country, a rare beauty, now $52,360 with $6,000 in savings. Our Silverados crush it like snow big deal. How about 2017 Chevy Cruze LT for $19,370 with $4,000 off MSRP? And Christopher Chevy is always looking for clean trades. We have a wide selection of vehicles from $49.95 and a fast auto approval program. It's easy to apply online at ChristopherChevy.com. Take advantage of these snow day savings now through January 15th. Christopher Chevy in Ticonderoga, New York, or 24/7 at ChristopherChevy.com. All offers plus tax, tag, title, and dealer fee. All incentives and rebates assigned to dealers. See dealer for details. Double cab MSRP $52.90. Stock 177065. Crew cab MSRP $59.630. Stock 177170. Cruise MSRP $23.870. Stock 171015.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3600.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. This is Middlebury College Panther hockey on 92.1, WVTK.
Welcome back to the Sidney J. Watson Arena here in Brunswick, Maine. Hockey afternoon in Middlebury. 92.1 WBTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network. Bruce Eamon, Jason Wexler. An exciting game here, but after 40 minutes of play, Jason, Middlebury finds himself behind 2-0.
And it's not for lack of trying. They're trailing in the shots battle by just one, 25-24. But a couple of nice shots by Bowden's difference in this game so far.
Yeah, shots on goal in that period for Bowden 15, for Middlebury 11. So a game total for Bowden so far of 25 and for Middlebury 24. So chance-wise, Middlebury's doing a good job staying with them.
And that's something I like to see. Again, just getting the puck into the other team's defensive zone isn't enough. You have to make a move with the puck. And that's what they've been doing. They've had a couple of nice chances, just not able to cash in yet so far. But I'm not worried because of the quality of chances they're getting.
Well, so far, let's take a look at the scoring in that period, Jason. Scoreless after 20 minutes of play, but at 5:06 of the second period with the Panthers' Jack Flanagan in the box, Cody Tedesco made it 1-0 Bowden. Lee sent a cross to Ingersoll, who sends it on to Tedesco, and they score! A tic-tac-toe play, McMullen to Ingersoll to Tedesco in front, a backhand to beat Klein over the left shoulder. That's a power play goal, and it is 1-0 Bowden. Yeah, on that play, Daniel McMullen got it started. Again, an explosive first step out of the zone. He sent it over to his defense partner, Bradley Ingersoll, who sent it up to a streaking Tedesco, who scored his second goal of the season. Tedesco, the Polar Bears' leading scorer. That was point number 10 for Tedesco, who now has 2 goals and 8 assists, 10 points on the season. Or I guess I should say he did at that point. That made it 1-0 in favor of the Bowden Polar Bears. And again, at 8:42, Bowden struck again an even strength goal. Number 10, Ronnie Lestan, scored at 8:42 to make it 2-0 Bowden. Looking for someone to pass to, and he loses it. And here comes Tedesco. He's got a 2-on-1 if he hurries. And a shot, and he scores! Ronnie Lestan! Tedesco at the last minute sending that across to Lestan. A beautiful pass who beats Klein over the left shoulder. And again, when you let a team set up that quickly and skate up the ice with the speed that they have, you are playing with fire, and that is exactly what happened there. A turnover right outside the blue line. Tedesco to Lestan. He was gone. Lestan roofing that right over the left shoulder. It is 2-0 Bowden. That is a big goal. Yeah, and on that set play right there, Cullen Geary getting his first point of the season, sending it right over to Tedesco, who sent it to a streaking Lestan right in front of goaltender Stephen Klein, who could do nothing about that. It was Lestan's third goal of the season, his fifth point of the season, coming at 8:42, making it 2-0 Bowden.
And it was a bad turnover, but Bruce, you just got to shrug that one off, right?
Well, you have to shrug it off, but again, we have been talking about turnovers all season, and it's one of those things where you know that these guys have got some speed. Cody Tedesco is not only the team's leading scorer. I was talking to some of their players in the hallway. They think he's probably the fastest skater on the team, and he sent that pass. It was a beautiful pass to Lestan, who was streaking right in front of Klein. Tedesco now with a goal and an assist in this game, but he set up his teammate Lestan for his third goal of the season, and that made it 2-0 Bowden.
Yeah, and again, Middlebury getting some solid chances. They're playing okay. You know, I just need to see a little bit more out of them in terms of quality chances. But if we look and dive a little bit deeper into it, again, 25 shots for Bowden, 24 for Middlebury. Middlebury with a slight disadvantage in faceoffs, 26 for Bowden and 20 for Middlebury. I wanted to see them win a couple more faceoffs and just set themselves up again a little bit better. And that starts with the passing.
Well, 2-0 after 40 minutes. We'll be back to talk a little bit more about it right after this. 2-0 Bowden after 40 minutes. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
The all-new BMW X3 wasn't built for everyone. It was engineered for those who share the desire for more. More passion, more ambition, more making every second count. More spontaneity, more curiosity, more venturing off the beaten path. More traveling, more exploring, more leaving your comfort zone and never returning. With a level of performance you expect from a BMW. iDrive 6.0 with an intuitive touchscreen. Available safety features like active blind spot detection and active lane keeping assistant and next generation xDrive intelligent all-wheel drive. The all-new BMW X3 was built to handle whatever road, terrain, or adventure is ahead, no matter what. Because for some, more isn't a maybe, it's a must. Come in and test drive the all-new BMW X3 at your local BMW center today. We only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine.
Learn more at the Automaster BMW, ahead of the curve. Shelburne Road in Shelburne, Vermont, and at theautomasterbmw.com. Special lease and finance offers available by the Automaster through BMW Financial Services.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
It's time to stop smoking once and for all by attending the next Mark Patrick Hypnosis Seminar in Plattsburgh. In just 2 hours, you can finally become a lifelong non-smoker, regardless of your past experience or how long you've been smoking. This program is designed so you can stop smoking without anxiety, irritability, or gaining any weight. For only $49.99, you can become a non-smoker through hypnosis. Tuesday, January 30th at the Comfort Inn and Suites Hotel, 411 Route 3 in Plattsburgh from 8 to 10 p.m. Registration starts at 7:30. Seating is limited, so get there early to reserve your spot. All forms of payment are accepted, or for more information, go to markpatrickseminars.com. Over 500,000 have attended their program. Try it. It can work for you. Almost everyone knows someone who has stopped smoking using hypnosis. Now that someone can be you. Attend the Mark Patrick Seminar Tuesday, January 30th at the Comfort Inn and Suites Hotel, 411 Route 3 in Plattsburgh. And use the power of hypnosis to stop smoking now.
Need a birthday gift that will dazzle and wow? Go to Village Gifts Jericho for games, puzzles, Legos, and Baby Alive. Classics like Strawberry Shortcake, Color Forms, Paper Dolls, Marbles, and more. Village Gifts, Route 15 Jericho.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
This is where the Panthers play. 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the Sidney J. Watson Arena at Bowdoin College, where after 40 minutes, the Bowdoin College Polar Bears lead the Middlebury Panthers 2-0. The goal scorers in that period, Cody Tedesco, coming at 5:06 of the second period, a power play goal. That was his second of the year. And then Ronnie Lestan connecting at 8:42 of the second period, his third of the year, making it 2-0 Bowdoin after 40 minutes of play. And again, this is an important NESCAC game for both teams. Bowdoin currently in ninth place in the NESCAC, Middlebury 10th. And speaking of the NESCAC, let's take a quick look at the out-of-town NESCAC scoreboard, because there are some important games in terms of the relevance to both teams.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And a couple games going on in the NESCAC, including...
We've got Wesleyan and Tufts. That's 1-1. Here it's 2-0, Bowdoin over Middlebury. A final, Trinity beating Conn College 5-2. Another final, Colby getting back in the win column after losing tonight. After losing last night, really, they beat Williams 4-2. And the other game that is getting underway tonight in Clinton, New York, that's at Hamilton. They are taking on Amherst at 7 o'clock. So again, some games that have got some significance in terms of the standings in the NESCAC for both teams.
And no game more significant than this. Like we mentioned, Middlebury playing the team they're looking up at in the NESCAC standings. And again, remember, 8 out of the 10 teams make the postseason.
Yeah, so we'll be back right after this. Another break. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury, member FDIC, equal housing lender, equal opportunity employer.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs, or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Foster Motors on Route 7 in Middlebury is the only award for excellence Chrysler dealer in Vermont. They always offer huge discounts and great leases on all Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram models. Foster Motors also has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. If you're looking for a new or used vehicle, make sure to get to Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Check them out online at fostermotors.com or visit them on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors...
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Welcome back to the Watson Arena here on the campus of Bowdoin College, where we're ready to go as we start the third period. The faceoff, Jasanti taking the faceoff against Tedesco for the Polar Bears, won by Tedesco. However, it is still in the Bowdoin zone, and a shot that comes off the stick of Eric Jeremiah that not only got the waffle of Polar Bear goaltender Werman, but also part of the crossbar. And so that faceoff will come to the right of Werman, who has played a pretty strong game tonight. The faceoff, again, being taken by a pair of 18s. Camille Blanchard and Penny Jasanti, won by Blanchard, back into the corner, where it's taken by Ryan Heath, who sends it around. Defenseman Bradley Ingersoll with the puck behind his net. Minder sends it around again to Blanchard, who takes it on the left side as he comes up looking for Tommy Dunleavy. And Middlebury sends it back down as Brett Dineen picked it up and he iced it. So we'll come back into the Middlebury defensive zone to the left of goaltender Stephen Klein, who's made 23 saves this afternoon. Again, a pair of... Well, now we're going to have Spencer Antunez taking the faceoff against Vinny Jasanti. Won by Jasanti, back to the corner. where it's picked up by Brendan Dawson, who sends it over to Kamil Tkachuk along the left boards. Tkachuk loses it to Antunez. Antunez looking to center, and it's taken away by Jasanti, who's looking for Michael Fahey on the right wing. Here comes Fahey skating over the red line. Broken up by Cullen Geary, taken away by Fahey. Fahey at the left circle, send it across to Jeremiah, who's pinching in on the right circle. That one is taken over by Cullen Geary. It's now in the left corner as Fahey leaves it for Dawson, who pinches. He sends a shot on for Werman, who will hold on to that. And we'll get a faceoff with 18:20 left to play in the third period.
Werman's played extremely well so far.
Yeah, he really has. He's made 25 stops. The faceoff to the right of Werman. Jimmy McKee taking the faceoff for Middlebury against Ronnie Lestan, one of tonight's goal scorers, one of this afternoon's goal scorers. And it is won by Lestan back to Sam Topham, who skates out over the blue line. It comes out. Tedesco for Bowden, pressuring Cozzolito, who circles and sends it across to Eric Jeremiah, who skates over the red line into the Bowden zone. A shot on that is blockered into the corner by Werman. It's picked up by Vanderveen, who sends it across to Topham. Topham flips it out. It's taken by Tedesco, who loses it as the puck stays in the Middlebury defensive zone. Jeremiah with the puck for Middlebury in the right, in the left circle. He skates it up and he loses it, but gets it back quickly. Jimmy McKee sending it in. Werman sticks that, stopping it from going into the corner so his teammates can break out quickly. A turnover there by Tedesco. And that was a bad turnover right there, right in front of his goaltender. Bradley Ingersoll also having a step in to prevent some damage there, and a stop by Werman, who will hold on. And again, one of the few turnovers we've seen Bowden make that could have resulted in disaster.
Yeah, and Owen Powers almost had a clear shot at it. This puck just bounced right to him.
Chris Wallace taking the faceoff against Owen Powers, won by Wallace, who dumps it into the Middlebury zone. It comes in on Klein, who will cover that. 17:14 left to play third period. Bowden leading 2-0. Shots on goal in the game for Middlebury 27, for Bowden 25. But the big number that matters is the big two that Bowden has on the board to Middlebury 0. The faceoff coming to the left of Klein. It's going to be Pat Geary taking the faceoff against Owen Powers. Won by Powers. It's along the boards to Brendan Dawson, who takes it out. The puck right in front of the Bowden bench, as Geary being held up along the boards by Dawson. And the puck going nowhere right now as the clock ticks down to 16:55 in the third period. Powers with the puck for Middlebury. He gets it to neutral ice, where Cullen Geary dumps it back in. And Middlebury looks to break out as Mitch Allen has it at the blue line. And David Bellucci sends it back out over to Owen Powers, who centers it to Jack Flanagan, to Colin Vanderveen. He's sent flying. Chris Wallace has the puck for Bowden. Antunez loses it as it comes back into the Middlebury defensive zone. Mitch Allen leaving it for Brett Dineen, who skates up over the blue line along the left side into the Bowden zone above the left circle. Dineen walled by Vanderveen. Topham with the puck off the boards, leaving it for Lestan, who loses it to Tkachuk in the Middlebury defensive zone. And that is taken by Lestan. They thought they were still on sides. However, the officials, the guys with the, and gals with the white and black stripes, saw that one differently, and that is offsides. 15:59 left to play third period. 2-0 Bowden. And the faceoff just outside the Middlebury defensive zone. A pair of 18s taking it. Camille Blanchard for Bowden. Vinny Jasanti for Middlebury. Won by Jasanti. Sends it forward to Tkachuk, who sends it to Fahey at the left circle. He is looking for someone to pass to. Fahey being pressured by Ingersoll. Fahey still with the puck in the left corner. Fahey trying to hit Cozzolito, who has it now. He sends a wrist shot on that Werman uses a left leg pad to send it to the corner. And here comes Max Ginsby, who clears it to neutral ice. It's dumped back in by Middlebury as they change. Brett Dineen sending it in. Camille Blanchard getting things set up. Although it's picked up by Danny Tai, who dumps it back into the left corner. Charlie Parsons, with the puck for Middlebury. And there's a stoppage as a bunch of players go down. Ryan Heath coming together with Charlie Parsons in the left corner, and there'll be a faceoff. This is going to be Jimmy McKee taking the faceoff from Middlebury. Against Chris Wallace, and it is won by McKee. Over to Danny Tai in the left corner again. McKee with the puck for Middlebury at the left circle, trying to get it to the point. And it's taken by Chris Wallace. It's a 3-on-2 for Bowden. A shot that Klein makes a save on. It comes back out, back to the point. And we have a whistle. Not exactly sure for what yet. Okay, they're going to say that Bowden was offsides. Owen Powers taking the faceoff against Chris Wallace right in front of the Middlebury bench. It is won by Powers. Back to Dineen, over to Dawson. Dawson skating up the right side, looking for Mitch Allen. It comes into the Bowden zone. Narocki for Bowden trying to clear it. And now Middlebury's offsides. So 14:25 left to play third period. Bowden with a two-goal lead. Cody Tedesco and Ronnie Lestan, the goal scorers for Bowden, all the goals in the second period. Chris Wallace taking the face-off against Owen Powers, won by Powers, who loses it at neutral ice, and Bowden trying to clear it off the board, sends it into their own bench. Jason Narocki sending the puck off the boards into the bench, and we will get yet another face-off. As the faceoff comes back into the Bowden zone to the right of goaltender Eric Werman, pitching a shutout so far. 14:13 left to go in the period. Owen Powers with the puck for Middlebury. Back behind Werman, Colin Vanderveen in the right corner. Dineen pressuring him, and here comes Bowden. Ronnie Lestan along the boards to Tedesco, a shot. Pad stop by Klein. Tedesco with it again. He centers it in front. He was looking for Lestan again as those two try to team up for yet another score today. Tedesco behind Klein. Owen Powers with the puck for Middlebury. Over to Dawson. A turnover right in front. And Klein mitigating the damage, making a big save. That could have been fatal right there if Klein didn't come up big.
And Tedesco was almost able to nab that one in. But again, Klein just super focused, able to take that one away.
He did a nice job. He was protecting the left post, keeping his leg down. Even though he's down 2-0, Klein has played a pretty good game today. All right, Vinny Gesanti taking the faceoff for Middlebury against Matt Leeson. Won by Gesanti. Back to Frank Cozzolito, over to Michael Fahey, who crosses the red line. Sends it to Jeremiah, who's pinching and dumps it in. Ryan Heath for Bowden sends it along the boards. Tries to clear it out, and he does. Leeson, right along the Bowden bench. Ryan Heath over there as well. Heath with the puck now and sends it over to Camille Blanchard. We've got a penalty, and it's on Middlebury. And Bowden going to take their time getting this set up. The penalty doesn't start, and the clock doesn't stop until Middlebury is able to get possession of the puck. And so Bowden is in no hurry to make something happen here. Ingersoll over to Blanchard. It's into the Middlebury defensive zone. Over to Antunez, and that one goes wide. Ryan Heath for Bowden with the puck. Back to Ingersoll. And Ricci dumps it in, and they'll let Middlebury touch that up. 12:27 left to play, third period. Not what Middlebury needed, a penalty at this time. We'll see what that one is for. It's an elbowing call. Michael Fahey. So Bowden back on the power play. They are looking to add a third goal to this game. Fahey, a two-minute elbowing penalty coming at 12:27 of the third period. Tedesco with the face-off win against Parsons. Back to Ingersoll. Over to McMullen, right in front. Oh, my goodness. And a shot by Dunleavy that Klein made a big stop on as it comes back out. And Parsons with a shot, and he scores! A big shot, a big save by Klein. It came up. Middlebury rushed it up the ice, and Parsons right above the right circle. A shorthanded goal. That is a big goal for the Panthers.
And great job there by Middlebury. Again, it all started with Klein on one end.
Owen Parsons streaking up the right side of the ice, taking the shot right above the right circle, cutting the lead in half, and that is a big goal for Middlebury. We'll get the assists on that one, but that goal coming at 7:54 of the third period. Middlebury perhaps catching Bowden napping on that one. A shorthanded goal, and that is going to give the Panthers some life for sure. Owen Powers scoring that shorthanded goal, and assist by Mitchell Allen. Big goal for Middlebury, 2-1, 11:45 left to play third period. A minute 15 left in the penalty to Michael Fahey for elbowing. And Bowden needs to settle things down here because Middlebury may have just changed the whole complexion of the game with that goal. Up to Ingersoll with a shot from above the circles. And Daniel McMullen taking a shot from the right point. 52 seconds left in the penalty. 11:17 left to play in the third period. Ingersoll at the left point, sending it over to McMullen above the circles. A wrist shot, and it's in front. Tedesco, he had an entire open net, and he missed it. And Middlebury clearing the puck. And Matt Leeson dumping it back into Tedesco. A shot saved by Klein. It comes back out, bounces out. 24 seconds left in the penalty. 10:47 left to play in the third period. And here comes Bowden. Into the zone, Ingersoll at the right circle looking to center it. He sends it across to Lestan. That comes all the way out. Maybe time for one more rush here. 5 seconds left in the penalty. Top him back for Bowden. Chris Wallace with the puck now for Bowden as they come up. Allen out of the box. He's got it back in. He'll dump. Middlebury will change. And Middlebury successful in killing that one off. Michael Fahey for Middlebury with the puck behind the net. Out to Dawson at the left point. And Lestan sends it up over to Antunez, who skates into the Middlebury zone. At the right circle, he's in the right corner now. Exactly 10 minutes left to play in the third period. Antunez in the left corner. He's got a couple of open defensemen at the point. Lestan with a shot that is gloved by Klein. And he will hold on. 9:47 left to play in the third period. 2-1 Bowden.
And it was Owen Powers' third goal of the year, Bruce.
A beautiful shorthanded goal. The assist from Mitch Allen. And again, quite frankly, Jason, I think they caught Bowden napping. That was a heck of a shot by Owen Powers.
Yeah, an absolute rifle.
All right, we've got Jimmy McKee taking the face-off against Camille Blanchard. One by Blanchard. It's at center ice. And Jimmy McKee with the puck for Middlebury sends it back. Over to Brett Dineen, who brings it into the Bowden zone and leaves it. Cullen Geary for Middlebury sends it in and is stuck back on the back of the net behind goaltender Eric Werman, who really could not do much on that Owen Powers shot. That was just a well-placed shot.
Yeah, it definitely was. And Middlebury just needs to continue to follow it up. I said if they continue to shoot with Bowden, they would have a good thing happen, and they were able to cash in.
All right, the face-off to the right of goaltender Eric Werman. Vinny Gisanti taking the face-off against Ronnie Lestan. It's won by Lestan, and here comes Bowden skating up the left side. Topham for the Polar Bears, sending a shot that Klein gloves. 9:08 left to play third period. 2-1 Bowden.
And we're brought to you by LeBurge Insurance Incorporated for all your insurance needs on Washington Street in Middlebury and Napa Auto Parts on Court Street in Middlebury. They have the parts for the car, truck, boat, and even the 18-wheelers.
All right, the face-off to the right of goaltender Stephen Klein, a pair of 18s. Now Ronnie Lestan in for Bowden as the puck floats around in the Middlebury zone. And here come the Panthers. Camille Tkachuk sending it into the Bowden zone. It's picked up by Tedesco right in front of the Bowden bench. Here comes Jeremiah. He's got the puck for Middlebury. He skates in over the right circle, trying to center it in front. Over to Bellucci. He is at the left circle. Bellucci trying to set up Fahey. And McMullen with the puck for Bowden, who sends it out. All right, the puck right in front of the Middlebury bench as it scoots in. Camille Blanchard sends it across to Leeson. It's now in the corner. Antunez with the puck for Bowden. Pat Geary out to the point. A wrist shot from the point. That was taken by Chris Wallace, who let that fly from just above the circle below the blue line. And goaltender Stephen Klein, who's made 30 saves this afternoon, is going to hold on to that. We'll get a face-off. Antunez taking the face-off against Owen Powers. And it's won by Antunez, looking to get to Ingersoll, who sends that into the right corner. And Powers sends it around, but it's intercepted by Geary, who sends it in front, and he is flattened. Antunez is flattened on a strong defensive play by Fahey. Mitch Allen with the puck for Middlebury, as it's picked up by Blanchard, who sends it around the boards as they look to clear. Ingersoll with the puck for Bowden as it bounces into neutral ice. 7:37 left to play third period. Bowden leading 2-1, but the Panthers bringing the pressure. Ingersoll with the puck for Bowden behind his goaltender, and a turnover. Matt Danner breaking that up. Here comes Danny Tye. He's got the puck for Middlebury. Right between the circles, and a wrist shot that Werman is going to hold on to. That is a smart play. A bad turnover in the defensive zone for Bowden. And Werman is going to hold on to that.
And Danny Tye tried to go up high, just ran out of real estate.
And Middlebury has really been bringing on the play in the last few minutes here. They have been bringing pressure, and Werman has had to make some big stops. 7:17 left to play third period, 2-1. Jimmy McKee taking the face-off for Middlebury against Tedesco for the Polar Bears. Won by Tedesco back into the corner. Topham loses the puck as it comes to Cozzolito at the point. He'll take a wrist shot, and Werman will glove that one as well.
Brought to you by Autumn Gold Jewelry, featuring the Earth's Most Beautiful Gifts. Autumn Gold Jewelry on Main Street, downtown Middlebury, and at AutumnGoldJewelry.com.
Lestan going to take the face-off for Bowden against Jasante. Won by Lestan, back to Topham as it comes back behind the net, as Bowden is able to clear it out. Leeson now forcing some pressure on the Panthers as it comes back into their zone. Comes back into the Bowden zone, excuse me, as Topham sends it rink wide to Naraki, who sends it deep into the Middlebury zone. He's in the right corner now. He's got Ginsberg in front, but a whole bunch of players coming together. And Ginsberg in the corner with Jasante, who is trying to clear it. He sends it up. It is kept in on a nice play by Leeson, who jumped up to get it. He's looking for someone to pass it to as they cycle in the corner. Leeson with the puck again. A shot that hits Ginsberg right in the midsection, and it comes back behind Klein. As Bowden changes, 6 minutes left to play in the third period. Eric Jeremiah for Middlebury looking to get this play set up. And Jeremiah for Middlebury skating up strong on the left side. He is already into the Bowden zone. He's going to pass. He was looking for a pass. He's looking to send that to Owen Powers. Colin Vanderveen for Bowden trying to get it out. Middlebury bringing the pressure. Wallace for the Polar Bears sending it rink wide to Antunez, who leaves it. He loses it to Mitch Allen as we tick down to 5:25 in the third period. And Middlebury bringing the pressure. Brendan Dawson skating over the red line on the left side. He's met by Topham, but Dawson goes right past him. It's broken up by Antunez as Bowden changing on the play. Antunez going 1-on-4. met by Topham right in front of the Middlebury bench, and it bounces in. And Middlebury is offsides. 5:05 left to play, third period. 33 shots on goal for Bowdoin, 30 for Middlebury.
My gut says Middlebury's going to get another one.
Well, I hope you're right. Owen Powers with a big shorthanded goal this period, cutting the Bowdoin lead in half. The faceoff right outside the Bowdoin defensive zone, won by Middlebury. Jimmy McKee with a shot, and Werman will hold on to that. As we're one tick under 5 minutes remaining in the third period, Middlebury just getting its 31st shot on goal. Camille Blanchard having a little discussion with David Bellucci about that last save. The faceoff to the left of Werman. Jimmy McKee taking the faceoff for Middlebury against Blanchard. For Bowdoin, won by Bowdoin. It's back to Topham, who sends it back behind the net. Naraki for the Polar Bears. Tries to get it out. Nothing doing. Danny Ty with the puck in the right corner for Middlebury. And a pass that comes right back out to Blanchard in front of Werman. And here comes Bowdoin as they change. They'll dump it in. Max Ginsburg in the left corner against Frank Cozzolito. It's gotten out by Cozzolito. A pass that comes into neutral ice. And it's taken by Dineen, who centers it in front. Nobody home. Nice play by Jimmy McKee to keep at the right point. A shot in, and it's dropped by Werman with Matt Danner on the doorstep. 4:19 left to play in the third period, and Jason, you get the sense that this is going to be a nail-biting ending here.
Yeah, and that one almost ended up being a score for Middlebury. Werman dropped it and immediately picked it back up and fell on the puck.
All right, the faceoff to the left of Werman, who's been busy this period. Jasanti taking it against Lestan, won by Lestan back. And Charlie Parsons in the corner for Middlebury. It's taken by Tkachuk. It comes back behind Werman as Bowdoin looks to break out. It's sent down, and I believe that's icing. And it is. Bellucci back to pick that up for Middlebury. But it will come all the way back into the Bowdoin defensive zone. Kind of get the sense here a little bit, Jason, that Bowdoin is hanging on.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Middlebury's been putting on the pressure for the last couple of minutes, just getting quality shots, just not able to get that tying goal.
Lestan taking the faceoff against Jasanti. He wins that faceoff again. He sends it back to Chris Wallace, who sends it off the boards, and it comes out, and I think this is another icing. And it's waved off. And here comes Eric Jeremiah for Middlebury, sends it on the side to Charlie Parsons, dumps it in. And Ryan Heath takes it for Bowdoin, and they dump it out again. And icing has been, okay, there's an icing call there. 3:35 left to play in the third period, and this seems to be the game plan here. A series of icings, and that is going to get you in trouble if you keep doing that, because Middlebury is pressuring. The question is, will they be able to do it in the time left? All right, Owen Powers taking the face-off against Sam Topham to the right of goaltender Eric Werman, who has been very, very busy the last couple of minutes. One by Topham, who sends it off the boards. And Lestan sending that into his own bench. So 3:26 left to play in this third period. Bowdoin with a 2-1 lead. The goal scores in the second period for Bowdoin, Cody Tedesco, and Ronnie Lestan. And in the third period for Middlebury, Owen Powers, a spectacular shorthanded goal at 7:48 of the third period.
I think Middlebury might just run out of time, Bruce. Only 3:25 remaining.
Well, Owen Powers taking the faceoff against Pat Geary. It comes back, and it's dumped into the Bowdoin defensive zone behind Werman. McMullen loses it right in front, and it's centered by Michael Fahey. It's broken up at the last minute by the Bowdoin defense. They may have gotten lucky there. Brendan Dawson with the puck for Middlebury deep in his defensive zone in front of Klein. He sends it down, trying to hit Powers. And Middlebury has iced the puck with 2:57 left to play in the third period.
Brought to you by the National Bank of Middlebury with locations in Middlebury, Bristol, Virginia. Brandon and Hinesburg online at NBVT.com.
Owen Powers taking the face off for Middlebury against Matt Leeson, It's won by Leeson. Back to the point, and they do a great job of keeping it in. Ginsburg with a shot that's blocked by the Middlebury defense. Another shot that goes wide, and it's at the right point, and Bowden keeping it in deep. Leeson back to the point. A drive to Wallace. It's blocked. Naraki in the right corner. He's got it pinned up against the boards. 2:30 left to play in the third period. A shot that comes right in front of Klein, and he will hold on to that. Leeson bringing some pressure there, which is one of the reasons that Klein chose to freeze that puck. Ginsburg in there as well. All right, this faceoff to the right of goaltender Stephen Klein. Jimmy McKee taking the faceoff for Middlebury. Camille Blanchard for Bowden. One by McKee. It's back. It's along the boards, though. 2:21 left to play third period. Frank Cosolito with the puck for Middlebury along the left side. Sends it off the boards. It's down deep. Blanchard in the right corner with 2:09 left to play. And Bowden not able to get it out yet. It's sent back behind Werman. Jimmy McKee there. McKee with the puck in the left corner. Sends it over to Lustan, who tries to send it deep. A nice play by Cosolito to stop that from happening. And the puck is loose. Tedesco along with Danny Tai and Matt Danner. And Tedesco doing a nice job dumping it into the Middlebury zone with a minute 45 left to play in the third period. Eric Jeremiah back behind Klein, who I think you will see come to the bench very soon. And he's up between the circles. We'll see if Middlebury pulls him. Klein, and here he comes. And the Middlebury net is now empty. Jeremiah sending the puck back. Van der Veen in the corner with Brendan Dawson. Charlie Parsons with the puck for Middlebury along the boards, and it inadvertently bounces out. And that's unfortunate, as Middlebury will have to go back and set that up. And here they come. McMullen over to Van der Veen, who's looking at the empty net. And Van der Veen cannot get that out. McMullen for Bowden sends it along the boards. Six attackers for the Panthers. And Van der Veen holding it along the boards. They're trying to get it out. They can't get it out yet. And here comes Leeson. Jeremiah back for the Panthers over to Dawson. Up and right in front of the Panthers bench. Owen Powers circling with. They're trying to get something going here. And Dunleavy meets him along the boards. And Jimmy McKee with the puck. They're trying to center it. A great play by Naraki to break up a centering pass as they have got it in the left corner. Mitch Allen with the puck now. Six attackers for Middlebury at the left circle. A wrist shot. That one goes wide. And Leeson trying to get out. He can't. Back to Dawson. Over to Allen at the left circle. And a wrist shot. And that is blocked. It's a shot. Oh, what a stop by Werman. Middlebury getting a shot off from the point. He had a whole bunch of players in front of him. And Eric Werman making a huge stop. Going to his belly to stop that. 11.8 seconds left. 2-1 Bowden. And this one promised to be exciting, and it certainly has been.
That was a fantastic save. Just sprawling out way low to get that one.
And I will say this. Middlebury has done everything but score that second goal in this last couple of minutes. And you got to credit goaltender Eric Werman for Bowden playing a fantastic game.
You're exactly right. And the shots are even, Bruce. That's the interesting thing. If you told me before the game that the shots were going to be even, I would have told you that Middlebury would have had the advantage.
Again, we knew it was going to be a low-scoring game, at least from the Middlebury standpoint, because they're not a team that scores a lot of goals. Bowden has scored more goals, but again, not another team with not a huge offense. However, 11.8 seconds left in the third period. This face-off is going to be to the left of goaltender Eric Werman, who has been pretty busy the last couple of minutes.
Oh, you think so?
I think so, and I'll tell you what. He has made a couple of big stops. You know, and again in this game, a couple of turnovers on both teams that I think they would like to have back. So we'll see if Middlebury is able to pot one home here. Still a lot of time. 11.8 seconds is a lot of time, especially if you win the faceoff cleanly.
I would have Dasani try to take the faceoff, but who knows? Again, win the faceoff cleanly, you have a couple of seconds. You can cycle it around once or twice, but just get a shot off and go after the rebound. I cannot emphasize that enough. Follow your shot.
Well, what you'll probably see here, and it's going to be Owen Powers. Owen Powers taking the face-off against Spencer Antunez, and it's won by Antunez. And more than likely, that is not going to be good for the Panthers. It's being held along the boards by Camille Blanchard. And that is going to do it. A hard-fought victory by the Bowdoin College Poeltl Bears. 2-1, winning this afternoon's contest. We'll be back to talk about it right after this. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Buying your next pre-owned car is a big deal, unless you're buying a certified pre-owned Mini. And then, it's a mini big deal. Visit Mini of Burlington today and test drive one of their many certified pre-owned Minis. Buy with confidence that your Mini has undergone a 360-degree inspection by trained Mini technicians. And they're priced even better than they look. Your certified pre-owned Mini is waiting for you at Mini of Burlington. Your best years are still ahead. Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at miniofburlington.com.
The cold weather is here. At your local Napa Auto Parts store in Middlebury, they've got you covered with undercoating products, antifreeze testers, and free-of-charge battery and engine light testing. Napa doesn't stop there. They carry winterizing products for mowers, motorcycles, RVs, and watercraft. For all your automotive parts, see the gang and Macy at Napa Auto Parts on Court Street, Middlebury. If they don't have your part, they'll have it in 24 hours. Napa on Court Street in Middlebury.
No one likes being on the sidelines. But if you're an athlete, sometimes injuries happen. If an injury takes you out of the game, you need a partner that can help you get back on the ice, field, or court. That's where the University of Vermont Health Network Porter Orthopedics comes in. They're on your team. Dr. Ben Rosenberg, Dr. Eric Benz, and physician assistants Trina Wilson and Brian Jocelyn at Porter Orthopedics specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries, along with bone and joint care. They'll make sure you get back in the game. Located on Exchange Street in Middlebury or at PorterMedicalCenter.org/orthopedics.
If you're playing in tonight's hockey game or just listening to the play-by-play, you'll probably work up an appetite. After the game, head to the place that knows a thing or two about delicious food. Fire and Ice in the heart of Middlebury. Make a weeknight reservation until 9 or weekends until 10. A juicy steak and salad from their 55-item salad bar. A mix of formal and casual since 1974. Stop by Fire and Ice tonight. Seymour Street in Middlebury or online at fireandicerestaurant.com.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Martin's Hardware of Middlebury and Bristol is not just a hardware store. Take a stroll through the store and see for yourself. Besides hardware, you're going to find Christmas gifts for everyone. They have toys, kitchenware, coffee makers, toasters, and everything else for the kitchen. Food, treats for the dog, vacuum cleaners, cell phones with great plans, power tools, hand tools, novelty items, and the list is too big even for Santa. And don't forget, Martin's Hardware carries a great selection of lumber for the carpenter and the do-it-yourselfers. So why not check out the look of Christmas? Martin's Hardware, a family tradition.
Desabray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
Hi, this is Paul from Vermont Field Sports in Middlebury. Just a reminder that we're gearing up for the new winter ice fishing season with a complete line of ice fishing rods, portable heaters, shelters, ice augers, tickle sticks, fishing jigs, and bivets. We also have plenty of ice grippers and cleats for your boots. So come on in and take a look at all the equipment you need for your next ice fishing adventure. And remember to post your trophies on our Facebook page at VT Field Sports. Thank you and have a great day.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WBTK. Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1 WBTK. You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the Sidney J. Watson Arena here on the campus of Bowdoin College in Waterville, Maine. An exciting NESCAC afternoon hockey game between the Middlebury College Panthers and the Bowdoin College Polar Bears. And unfortunately for Middlebury, they came up short 2-1 in a game that was certainly entertaining, Jason.
And they did everything but get that second goal for the equalizer.
Yeah, they really did. They played very, very well today. They only gave up 2 goals on 34 shots. Unfortunately, it's kind of the same story we've been talking about a lot this season. You can't only score 1 goal.
Yeah, the offense wasn't really there. And that's something you need to address. But to be honest, I'm not quite sure how.
Well, again, in this game, Bowdoin jumping out to a 2-goal lead. And then in the third period, we'll recap the scoring. Bowdoin leading 2-0. Goals in the second period. A power play goal by Cody Tedesco, assisted by Bradley Ingersoll and Daniel McMullen. And then at 8:42 of the second period, Ronnie Lestan scoring his third of the year. Cody Tedesco and Cullen Geary also getting points. That coming at 8:42, making it 2-0 Bowdoin. But then in the third period, with Bowdoin carrying the play, a big save by goaltender Stephen Klein, picked up by Mitchell Allen, who sent it to a streaking Owen Powers, who was helping to kill the power play at that point, penalty kill at that point, and he came into the Bowdoin zone right above the right circle and just wristed one that beat goaltender Eric Werman and made it 2-1. Tedesco with the face-off win against Parsons. Back to Ingersoll. Over to McMullen. Right in front. Oh, my goodness. And a shot by Dunleavy that Klein made a big stop on as it comes back out. And Parsons with a shot, and he scores! A big shot, a big save by Klein. It came up. Middlebury rushed it up the ice, and Parson right above the right circle. A shorthanded goal. That is a big goal for the Panthers. Yeah, Owen Powers with just a perfectly placed wrist shot off the assist from Mitchell Allen. It made it 2-1, but unfortunately, that was it, as Middlebury dropped this game 2-1.
And they had a couple of good chances, particularly with about 15 seconds left, when the puck was tied up off a beautiful shot where the goaltender went all the way down to secure the puck and just froze it. With 11.8 seconds to go, Middlebury had one more chance to win the faceoff. It squirted into the right corner, and that was all she wrote.
That was all she wrote. And goaltender Eric Werman for the Bowdoin College Polar Bears getting his second win of the season. Well-earned. 34 shots, 33 saves, as Bowdoin wins this important NESCAC contest 2-1. We'll be back to talk more about the postgame show. We'll also take a look at the NESCAC scoreboard and the NHL scoreboard. Some games going on this afternoon and tonight. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Buying your next pre-owned car is a big deal, unless you're buying a certified pre-owned Mini. And then, it's a mini big deal. Visit Mini of Burlington today and test drive one of their many certified pre-owned Minis. Buy with confidence that your Mini has undergone a 360-degree inspection by trained Mini technicians. And they're priced even better than they look. Your certified pre-owned Mini is waiting for you at Mini of Burlington. Your best years are still ahead. Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at miniofburlington.com.
Walk away from those higher interest credit card rates with Vermont Federal Credit Union's Visa Platinum Credit Card. At Vermont Federal Credit Union, they make it easy to get a low-rate credit card. Whether you're looking to transfer your high-balance credit card, build credit, or find a credit card that matches your purchasing needs and lifestyle, Vermont Federal Credit Union has a card for you. Plus, all of their credit cards have no annual fee and no balance transfer fee. If it's your first card, they'll work with you to help you build credit. Looking for reward options? Vermont Federal's Visa Platinum Reward Credit Card allows you to earn points for every dollar you spend to redeem for account credit, merchandise, travel, event tickets, and more. Or choose to donate your Visa Platinum Reward points to select local and national charities. You'll feel good about whatever decision you make. So step into the ultimate credit card for your lifestyle with some of the lowest rates around. Visit VermontFederal.org to get started and apply online today. Vermont Federal Credit Union. Start here. Federally insured by NCUA.
Foster Motors on Route 7 in Middlebury is the only award for excellence Chrysler dealer in Vermont. They always offer huge discounts and great leases on all Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram models. Foster Motors also has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. If you're looking for a new or used vehicle, make sure to get to Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Check them out online at fostermotors.com or visit them on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors...
If you're playing in tonight's hockey game or just listening to the play-by-play, you'll probably work up an appetite. After the game, head to the place that knows a thing or two about delicious food. Fire and Ice in the heart of Middlebury. Make a weeknight reservation until 9 or weekends until 10. A juicy steak and salad from their 55-item salad bar. A mix of formal and casual since 1974. Stop by Fire and Ice tonight. Seymour Street in Middlebury or online at fireandicerestaurant.com.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3600.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the Sidney J. Watson Arena here on the campus of Bowdoin College in Brunswick, Maine. Hockey afternoon in Middlebury on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network in a game where the Middlebury College Panthers played very well, but unfortunately they dropped a 2-1 decision to the Bowdoin College Polar Bears in an important NESCAC game. And for the Panthers, it doesn't get much easier as their schedule gets tougher. But again, a good effort for the Panthers. However, they fall short tonight, falling 2-1. Going to take a look right now at our three stars of the game, selected by Jason and myself. The third star of the game from the Panthers, number 9, Owen Powers, his team-leading fifth goal of the year, a shorthanded goal coming at 16:05 of the third period, making it 2-1. In favor of Bowdoin. The second star from the Bowdoin College Polar Bears, Cody Tedesco. He had a goal and an assist, his second goal of the season, his ninth assist, 11 points on the season now Cody has. And the number one star of the game from the Bowdoin College Polar Bears has to be number 35 goaltender Eric Werman, the junior, making 33 saves on 34 shots in winning the game tonight as Bowdoin tops Middlebury in this afternoon's important NESCAC contest. And again, for the Panthers, they get right back into conference play next week when they have important games at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena, games against Conn College and against Tufts. And so they'll have some time to regroup. But again, important win for them yesterday. They would have liked to win today, but they played well in both games. But again, they fall this afternoon 2-1 to the Bowdoin College Polar Bears.
And they need to do a better job offensively. We've talked about it. They can't be content with just scoring one goal. They did a better job in general in terms of getting more shots off. Again, the shots even 34-34. But they need to just get more towards the back of the net. But sometimes you just run into a hot goaltender.
Well, they did run into a hot goaltender today. Again, Eric Werman, the junior, playing very, very well. 34 shots, 33 saves for him. But again, a big win for the Bowdoin College Polar Bears as they ascend in the NESCAC standings. And again, taking a look at some of the NESCAC action from this afternoon, game that is going to take place at 7 o'clock tonight. Amherst is at Hamilton at the end of the second period. Wesleyan and Tufts are tied at 1. Again, here, Bowdoin beating Middlebury 2-1. Trinity beating Conn College 5-2 in the other final this afternoon. Colby beating Williams 4-2. So a lot of the teams in front of them advancing. And for Middlebury, they've got to find some answers if they would like to advance in the standings.
And I'm not sure what the answer is, but they need to talk about what their scheme is offensively. What exactly are they trying to do with the puck? Again, they did a better job getting some of the shots off. Sometimes just run into a hot goaltender. But Bruce, do you want to take a look at the NHL scoreboard?
Let's do that.
The Avalanche beat the Rangers 3-1. Stars beat the Sabres 7-1. Bruce, your Devils unfortunately fell to the Flyers 3-1. Jets over the Flames 2-1 in a shootout. Bruins are going to play the Canadiens later tonight. That's a 7 o'clock start. The Maple Leafs and the Senators, a 7 o'clock start, as well as the Hurricanes and the Red Wings, Coyotes, and Blues will drop the puck at 8 o'clock. Panthers and Predators will drop the puck at 8 o'clock, as well as the Penguins and Sharks. An 8:30 start for the Islanders and the Blackhawks, and a 9 o'clock start for the Lightning and the Wild. A 10 o'clock start for the Canucks and the Oilers.
So again, from the Sidney J. Watson Arena, that is going to do it for us today. Again, the Panthers back in action next Friday and Saturday. Friday and Saturday, yeah, at the Chip Cannon 85 Arena. On Friday night, they'll take on Conn College at 7 o'clock, the pregame show at 6:30. And then on Saturday, they will take on at 4 o'clock, the pregame show at 3:30. But again, the final score from the Sidney J. Watson Arena here in Brunswick, Maine, the Bowdoin College Polar Bears 2, Middlebury College Panthers 1. Want to thank our engineer, Jimmy Ty, for everything that he does to make the game sound fantastic. And for my broadcast partner, Jason Wexler, I'm Bruce Zeman, saying the final score from the Sidney J. Watson Arena, Bowdoin 2, Middlebury 1. Have a good night, have a good week, and we will see you next Friday night.
You've been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK. Panther Hockey all season long on WVTK is brought to you in part by One Credit Union, Foster Motors, Vermont Field Sports, the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon, Monument Farms of Weybridge, Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, Desibray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, Denneker Chevrolet, Autumn Gold Jewelry, the National Bank of Middlebury, LaBerge Insurance Incorporated, Napa Auto Parts, Lethrop Forest Products, Mini of Burlington, Brian's Farm Supply, the University of Vermont Health Network, Porter Orthopedics, the Vermont Federal Credit Union, and Fire and Ice Restaurant. For a complete schedule of sports heard on 92.1 WVTK and more information, visit 921WVTK.com. Thanks for listening. This has been a local sports production on Addison County's 92.1 WVTK.